live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes. I know. And we shouldn't wish
it. It's worth it.
But I mean, a recession's always possible. I don't see any particular reason to think that it's likely. I think, you know...
Really? Aren't we overdue for one just the cycle of economics?
This is such a misconception. People sort of feel like, oh, you know, well, about every 8 years or something, you're supposed to have it. Recessions don't come because they're due. Recessions come because there's some sort of overheating, something goes wrong in the economy, like...
Axios poll has Bernie losing to Trump, but closer than all the other Democrats, 47-15 nationally. He beats him in Pennsylvania by 4. Look, all these pundits who I hear say things like, well, Bernie will lose 45 states. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You never know. We never know. You're the same people who said Trump wouldn't even get the nomination. You don't know. What we don't know is Bernie needs a revolution to show up. He needs people who have never voted before. Now, they are not showing up in those numbers in the primary, but we don't know. But now, since Trump, I think, is not going to leave anyway, might as well run Bernie. He's not. And by the way, when the virus gets bad, he's going to declare martial law. Watch that.
Oh, my God.
That could happen. But that could totally happen.
Your point about...
It is Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I'm an original person. And I have 1,000 ways I could open each broadcast, but... More and more over the years, I say, the news is just insanely frantic right now, and we've never had bigger news. Well, we've never had bigger news, because things just keep topping themselves. 2020 has been an out-of-control year. Kim Jong-un just fired missiles right over Japan, breaking his deal with Trump. We've got Turkey invading southern Europe, the Balkans. And, of course, it's not being called that by MSM. They're calling it refugees, but they're people using children as human shields to viciously pour across and attack police. We have a reporter from Europe joining us. We have the most insane footage coming up next segment. And then we've got, it just never ends, that Joe Biden can rig this election for himself, even though he's degenerating very, very quickly, and pretty soon will be the equivalent of a bag lady in the way he talks and behaves. But they don't care. They're just going to force feed him. And then you've got all the Bernie Sanders violence against people that come out and protest. Even Bernie Sanders security beat up a guy with a Trump flag. That's coming up. And the media defended that. What a dangerous group of thugs. It's just insane. And then I've got news on the coronavirus that is the biggest yet. And it's so big that I wanted to make some phone calls to some other sources in the Army, and I wanted to create some graphs this morning before I put this out. And so the graph's being made right now, probably already done, but at the bottom of the hour, I am going to get into this information that makes me sweat. Really does. And I want to be very careful how I bring this information out. I understand what the president's doing, playing this down. But I can tell you what the Pentagon is telling officers from the four-star general level down to lieutenant colonels. And they're looking for 3 million dead in the United States. They're not saying it's going to happen, but that's currently what is believed is going to happen. And the question is, can they quietly cover it up, or do they go ahead and tell the public, creating a bigger panic? Or is that estimate wrong? It's all coming up today.
We've got it. Mysterious man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones. coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, this is, up to this date, the most out of control, most important, most critical broadcast I've ever done. And I've told you this many times, it's the truth. I've been on air 26 years, and 20 years ago, I started saying on air, wow, this is the biggest news we've ever reported. I maybe would do that once every couple years, and then it would become once every year or so. And then about 5-6 years ago, I'd start saying it every few months. And now here we are. This is the biggest, most insane news I have ever reported on air. And the way the public has been made ignorant about history, and the way the corporate-controlled globalist Decepticon media can repackage insane things like they're no big deal is just unbelievable. And so let me just tell you the news that's coming up here today. Bottom of the hour, I have talked to multiple experts, one of them a lieutenant colonel with Army Special Operations, who said the Pentagon believes, with the numbers they have, that they could have up to 3 million dead people in the next 6 months here in the United States from the coronavirus. Now, I learned this a couple days ago, and then there was a retired lieutenant colonel in my house this morning. And I had to go on a totally separate issue, and my wife's in there drinking coffee with him. He just retired like a year ago, and he goes, yeah, the word, and he was with Army Special Operations, just so happens. And he says, yeah, the word is from the numbers is they're looking at 3 million dead. Now, I was driving into work at 8 this morning when she called and told me that, and I almost ran off the road because I was already going to report what I was told this weekend by a current lieutenant colonel connected to secret operations around the world. I'll leave it at that, who I talked to. And then this other individual just happened to be coming by the house on a business matter. I've known this guy a while, nice fella. And he was telling my wife this, and she was saying, hey, I don't know if I want to go on that big trip overseas with you to interview that world leader that we're lining up. I'm not going to tell you who till we do it. She said, because the coronavirus. So that's the type of stuff going on. You talk about synchronicity. You talk about serendipity. Sometimes it's really serious things. Sometimes it's really ridiculous things. This morning I had to go to the bank after I've been at the office a few hours, and I was coming back here, and I said, you know, I want a double Whataburger cheeseburger as my breakfast. I'm going to be bad today. I might eat one of those every month. And I was riding up there with our office manager, and he goes, you know, I could tell you're stressed out today. I already called ahead, and as we pull into the office, Pat Riley's waiting at the office door with the double cheeseburger. Synchronicity, serendipity. What do you call that? When intuition or just knowing how I am? But I might eat one every 2 months. But the point is, you're like, Alex, why the hell are you talking about cheeseburgers here on air? Because I don't know what to do at this point. Because that's a true story I just told you about one retired, one currently serving in a specific sensitive area of the military, not told to tell me this, just telling me this. And that's like God saying, you need to talk about that. So obviously I am at the bottom of the hour. The Democrat field is absolutely insane and is just degenerating and is emblematic of their mental illness and their corruption. And then all the rest of this is just, it's just insane. So when we start the next segment, because something like this, you can't get into the middle of a segment and start talking about it. It's so historic. It's so big. It's so important. It's so naked. It's so obvious. And to see the enemy media lying to people about what it is, and to have the Islamists caught red-handed torturing their children and babies so they're screaming and wailing for photo ops as they try to physically assault and overrun the Greek border. Is shades of the poor little kid that had drowned somehow, and then the folks got caught staging his body being found for the cameras, remember, coming across from Libya into Italy. So here's what's happening. The dictator of Turkey, Erdogan, gave the EU a list of demands a few years ago. And he said, I'm going to release 3 to 5 million people into your country out of Syria and out of the rest of the Middle East, most of them military age men, if you do not let me set up Turkish parties in all your governments, which can then, with only 5, 6, 7% of the vote, take over a government with alliances with other parliament groups. And he's now begun the invasion. So Islam popped up 1,400 years ago. It's been invading Europe for 1,300 years. The Crusades were a response after hundreds and hundreds of years. Hell, more than that, like 800 years of the Islamists pushing all the way into Western Europe. And so this is an invasion that Erdogan says is an invasion. And you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC, and they're saying these are poor, wonderful refugees, and the UN saying let them all in. So that is the UN openly working with Islam to invade the West, and it's just outrageous and criminal. And the same UN has said that we should open our borders up to people from China with the coronavirus. But the China's good when they shoot their own people at checkpoints. So this is 21st century warfare, and you can look at the globalists using coronavirus to hurt the economy, the hordes of migrants and invaders that they've hopped up and readied to invade, led by NGOs with propaganda corps. And you look at the cultural attack on our children and our morals. This is a full-out attack. This is a world war. And we need to know who the players are and who the sides are and what the goals are of the players. And Trump's begun to put that out, but he needs to be very specific. This separately. You notice we told you 4 weeks ago there will be runs on store shelves all over the world on food within a few months, we predicted, looking at viral spread and saying that they're clearly covering up the fact it's spreading here in the United States. That will cause panic later, irrespective of how deadly the virus is, regardless. And now exactly as we said is now unfolding precisely. So all the other big storable food companies have been sold out for a month. They lie to you and take your orders and say 7 to 10 days. It's 6 to 8 weeks. Really, it's like 4 to 5 weeks, but some things might take longer. So we're saying that to be safe, but we actually have it, and it's high quality. And the way this virus is going to peak is in the middle of the summer. So right now you're just seeing some hysteria, but the real problems, if it is super deadly, are going to be in months. So you'll get your food. We're talking 3, 4 months. But the real thing you need to do is boost your immunity. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid, the strongest you're going to find out there, is so good for your cells and immunity. It's off the chart. Get that for yourself and your children. Elderberry, we don't sell it because everybody's got it. It's easy to get. You can find that. That's really good for you and your children. Obviously, X2, X3, good clean iodine, the silver products we have, the Super Silver Wound Gel, the Super Silver Skin Cream, the Super Silver and Super Blue Toothpaste for your mouth and everything. That's a good front line of defense. All available and discounted. We don't raise prices during crises at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action today. Boost your immunity now while you still can.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Turkey's dictator, Erdogan, has told Europe that if you don't do exactly what I say politically, and if you don't let millions more immigrant invaders in from the Middle East, I'll just release 3 to 5 million a year that I allowed to come into Turkey and then to invade into your nation. He's on record saying it. It's in the Turkish news. It's buried in our newspapers. But if you turn on CNN or MSNBC, you'd think that the Greeks and others are a bunch of demons attacking men, women, and children. Because the Islamicist, almost 90% are military-age men, are using babies as human shields. Hell, why not? They use them as suicide bombers. And they'll even bring a baby in strapped with it as well, just as a cover story, and then blow themselves up. And that just gives you an idea of how the 1,300-year-old invasion of Islam into Europe never stopped. And their goal and their plan never stopped. Turkey was once the Eastern Empire of the Holy Roman Empire. After Rome fell in 410 to the Visigoth chieftain Alaric, the Byzantine Empire was still the Holy Roman Empire. But it fell later to the Muslims. Constantinople became Istanbul. And we're going to show you a report Greg Reese put together that shows the invaders putting babies over fires and smoke to burn their eyes, to make them cry, before they run up and try to cross the police lines, and people screaming in babies' faces to do it. And our own media is trying to make excuses and cover it up. We're also going to show you migrants shot to death by Greek police as border clashes grow. The Greeks are absolutely revolting at this. The Greeks were held by the Turks in the last century up until World War II. The Greeks are sick of it. They've been fending off the Muslims for 1,000 years and been taken over a few times, and Greeks had to live in the hills to not be raped. And again, just an example of the raping. Greeks were once all blonde-haired, blue-eyed, looked Germanic. Most Greeks aren't now because they were raped, ladies and gentlemen. So again, Turkey sends 18,000 migrants as Greece deploys army helicopters, naval warships, nationalfile.com. Fire rises, Greek revolt against migrant centers, government uses military to repel migrant invasion. It's total war, and Erdogan says it's an invasion, but our enemy media won't even tell us what's going on. The footage is incredible on Infowars.com. It's a powder keg ready to explode in Greek village, tense in December between refugees and locals. Turkish President Erdogan vows to keep doors open to Syria refugees heading to Europe unless his list of demands are met. That's mainstream news. Greece pushes back migrants on Turkish border onslaught. Erdogan warns millions of refugees will move to Turkey border with the EU. But the only way this gets out is when you share the information. Turkey has invaded Europe. Turkey has invaded Europe. The UN and George Soros bring in thousands of boats a week out of North Africa. An invasion. Red alert, red alert, red alert. You know that sound they've got in Star Trek? I'm going to find the Star Trek red alert siren. I can't do it with my voice. But that's what this is. This is the New World Order. The virus was created by the globalists and deployed to bring down the economy. Right as Islam launches its attack, it's the Chi-Coms, the globalists with Islam, and the devil-worshipping pedophile Hollywood trash. That's who they are. Now, here's Greg Reese's incredibly important report, and the only way this report gets out, ladies and gentlemen, is if you share it. It's posted at band.video. Greece under Islamic invasion. Red alert. Here it is.
President Erdogan says millions of migrants will head to Europe through Turkey. In what reality is this not an invasion? An act of war? We see video of a calm baby being held in the smoke of a fire, slapped on the back and shaken. A woman approaches the baby and appears to fake hysteria. And there are other babies subjected to this trauma and then handed off to military-age men who run off with them. The mainstream media show this video and claim they are tending to the children who have been tear-gassed. What do you think? Another video clearly shows migrants putting on an emotional show directly for the camera. Camera crews are in the frame. And yet, the hordes of migrants seem to all be young men, spreading litter and starting fires. No families, no women, no children. What do you see? It is an invading army given cover by the mainstream media. And not all hide their true intentions.
Wir bleiben hier nicht stehen. Wir wollen nach Europa und werden dort für Unruhe.
But Greece is fighting back. A migrant was shot. The army has secured the border. NGO workers and facilities are being attacked and vandalized by the fed-up people of Greece. This story is developing. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Infowars, tomorrow's news today. This is the Islamic invasion. And they know what they're doing. And you see the women rounding their babies on camera. And then they start rolling. And you see them putting them in the fire to make them cry. Then you see the enemy media, CNN and others, showing it to you. Because they know you've got a heart. They know you've got a soul. These people are known to get into checkpoints with bombs planted under them with a baby in their arms because the police don't think you'll blow a baby up. And they'll blow those babies to bits. They're nothing to them. You go there, they'll show you no mercy. Yeah, scroll down and show them that. The Islamicist will show us no mercy. And they use babies at the front of a boat of 100 people. They'll have two children. And then they'll send them back across and bring them over and over, just like the illegal aliens use children as human shields to come in here and admit it on tape. Because the UN is running the whole program. And when they get over from the Islamic countries, the people out of Latin America coming here do just want a better life. The thing is, they drive down wages and become politically controlled by the globalists. But the Islamists say, we're here to take over. We're here to get your women. We're here to piss on Jesus. And you see them staging it, and they don't want us here exposing it, but we're still on air thanks to you, and you're spreading the word about band.video and newswars.com/show. UN says Greece has no right to stop accepting asylum requests. You must let the people put their babies in fires. You must let them suicide bomb you. You must submit to Islam! Jones here back live. We have accurately, in a really unbelievable way, chronicled exactly what was going to unfold with this deadly coronavirus, because we were looking at it from the perspective of the globalist in history and how they've responded and what they've done before, and we've wargamed every aspect of it that we personally could. But from day one, in the response to it, and the way the media globally was unified, and the way authoritarian countries were unified in using it as a political crackdown, we knew it was big. And we asked the question, is it just a political hoax to grab power and hurt the economy and hurt nation states and populists? Or is it really deadly, super deadly as well, and very communicable? And is it both? That was 5 weeks ago. We then learned a few days later, 4.5 weeks ago, that major Indian university that has the CRISPR gene editing system scanned the virus with high-powered electron microscopes and saw it was actually a composite virus with the gene editing incision points and protein markers in place, the scars, the signs, all of it right there. At that point, we stood back and I said, and I don't have the crew to do this, but you all heard it, you all saw it, who are regular listeners. I said, within a month to 2 months, store shelves are going to be empty in the United States. And I said, the cover-up of this may be what creates the massive hysteria. Well, now it started. A few weeks ago, I told you that around military bases, people that know what's going on, they had cleaned off store shelves at places like Costco, Sam's Club, and Walmart of essential items, not just the mask. Now, since last week, Costco's across the United States, Europe, Walmart's, other facilities have been stripped dry. We have just article after article, video after video of that happening. Then Trump comes out when the stock market drops 15% and says, the media's response and hysteria is a hoax. Not the virus is a hoax, but the super end of the world hyping of it is a hoax, which is true, to hurt the economy. But it doesn't matter because the globalists have been so good at hyping it and locking down China. And China shot all those videos hyping, and it shot real people at checkpoints and welded people into their homes like a Day of the Dead Armageddon movie. People saw that. That wasn't fake that they were walling people in and welding them into their homes. It wasn't fake that people were dying, but who knows what they were really dying from? That stuff they're spraying on them? All we know is the globalists are making their move, and it's been proven accurate. But it isn't about sitting here saying we've been proven accurate. It's about saying how do we stop this? We've proven that we've done the analysis, the listeners, the callers, the guest, all these experts together in our brainstorm. We know it's man-made. We know that they've totally hyped it and are using it for martial law from Italy to Russia to China to North Korea. And we know that President Trump is saying it's hype. There's a real problem, but they're hyping it up bigger than it is to hurt the economy. And that's dead on. And we predicted they would do that. But the way the media split it now, they've been so much successful, the control media, in making it two different discussions. It's either totally a hoax and nothing's happening, which we know that's not the case. There's a real virus there. How deadly it is, you can debate. Or it's the end of the world, as mainstream media is saying. When the truth is, they've released a virus that does kill, it looks like at least 1%, maybe 2% of people. And I have a graph we'll show in a moment. And it does spread really, really fast. And they did cover up the fact that it was already in the U.S. a month ago, like we told you, and that's even in the Boston Globe today. And we've seen all these globalists get up on TV and show that they're sick in all of this to help create the hysteria. In a moment, I'll go to this graph. It's a big deal whether it was a total hoax or whether it's absolutely super deadly, because the globalists are unified and are making their move on the economy to bring down Trump. And now the Democrats last week were admitting it, saying they hope this brings down Trump and they're rooting for it to bring down the economy. That should bring them down. And Trump needs to come out and not get into whether the virus is deadly or not. Just say we're going to try to handle it. We're strong and we can deal with it. And stiff upper lip. Not say there's nothing there because they could get him on that. They're already trying to frame him as that. We warned him of that. We know their moves. This is so obvious, so easy to understand once you really immerse yourself in it. But he needs to point out that the media is trying to hurt the economy and that the media is with the Chi-Coms and that authoritarian countries like China use this to clamp down their opposition like we told Trump he should do a month ago. So that's where we're at. And that's where I stand. And Pat Buchanan agrees with that and put a big article out last week on February 28th, coronavirus crisis. It's Trump's time to lead. Now, let me hit the really scary news. Can we put that graph back up on screen and put it back here for TV viewers, please? Now, Mike Adams has put out similar numbers. Others have. This is what the CDC and others have been saying. We can put it up on full screen, too. But total U.S. population, 327 million plus 30 million illegal aliens. Half the population exposed, they believe, in the next 6 months. That's 163 million people. Coronavirus fatality rate at 2% is what the CDC believes it may be at. They're not sure. That's 3.26 million. Now, I talked to an Army Lieutenant Colonel who's currently in very secretive parts of the government, and he said they're preparing for a 2% death rate is what they believe it is. That's a public number, too, but this is what the Pentagon thinks in the briefings. And that they're looking for 3 million dead in the United States in the next 6 months to a year. They hope that's an overprojection, but that's what they think. And then this morning, I mean, I might have an Army lieutenant colonel in my house once a year or something, just on some other business that I was doing and taking care of. This guy retired about a year ago. He's there. I had to leave to work. He's in there having coffee with my wife. She calls me and says, hey, I don't want to travel anymore. He's saying the Pentagon thinks 3 million are going to die with a 2% death rate with half the country set to get infected. And I haven't talked to him yet. She was talking to him. But the point is, that's what the Pentagon's putting out. And he said that's what people he talked to that are currently in, you know, at those higher levels are saying in Army Special Operations. So this is a big deal. If that's true and if that's accurate. And obviously then, you know why Trump is there trying to play it down. He doesn't want to create hysteria. But this isn't going to be millions dying next week or even next month. It's just now starting to replicate. But we've got the numbers on the replication, and it's exactly as we thought. Much, much worse than what they were claiming just a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And that's what creates the hysteria, is the playing it down and being proven wrong.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
The Army is preparing for 3 million Americans to die from the coronavirus. That does not mean that 3 million people are going to die. But currently, the CDC says they believe it has a kill rate of around 2%. That's a lot better than Lanzik a month ago saying 15%. When Trump says it's like the flu, that is incorrect if you believe these numbers. The president may turn out to be right. He usually is. The flu might kill 0.1%. Usually run down, old, infirm, pre-existing conditions, bad immune system. Still terrible. So the flu kills 30-something thousand people a year, and that's less than 0.1%. If it's anywhere close to 2%, we've got the graph up here, that's 3+ million dead. And with the condition of all the different Democrat cities being giant, festering incubation dishes of rundown drug addicts and rats and feces and needles and pre-existing conditions, this could be really explosive. but it's how it'll weigh down the hospitals and what it'll do to the economy and the hysteria it's already committed. So let's go through just the headlines. There's no other way to go through all this but just to read the headlines. All of a sudden, people all over America are prepping like crazy. Big Infowars.com article. You'll want to go look at the videos and photos. Coronavirus panic buying clears shelves at Costco. Told you that was coming a month ago. Iranian pilgrims taunt coronavirus with communal licking of religious shrines despite outbreak. OECD, that's the UN, sounds the alarm, warns global growth could shrink by half thanks to coronavirus. The Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, that's the group, that's the real global government behind the UN right there. That's the king daddy right there. That's the Marshall Plan. You want to know about the top of the pyramid? That's it. Coronavirus outbreak kills second person in Washington state after first New York case confirmed. Coronavirus may have spread undetected for weeks in the U.S. Boston Globe. Oh, we told you that a month ago. We told you where it would come from, too. Washington state, where we already had sources saying it was spreading from the White House. Florida's first coronavirus cases found in Hillsborough and Manatee counties. That's the Tampa Bay News. Virus reported in wider region of West Coast. Anxiety mounts among U.S. health workers on the front lines of coronavirus outbreak. That killed a lot of doctors in Asia. Macau casino takings plunged 88% over virus closures. Yahoo News, French news agency. Detroit woman recounts coronavirus ordeal on Diamond Princess, double quarantine. This is truly a nightmare, how one businesswoman's flight from China ended in coronavirus quarantine, CNBC. Coronavirus is different. It's rapidly hitting supply demand. It's a bomb hitting the supply chain. That's what's real. Because of the globalist hype, the Chi-Com hype, we knew it was going to be big because of their hype. We were analyzing that, not contributing to it. Outbreak fears emerge in Nigeria as government finds 100 people exposed to first virus case. What did we tell you a month ago? That the U.S. had faulty kits that weren't working with the reagent and that they weren't sending out the code of the RNA so that people couldn't find out how bad it actually was. Why was that done? Because whoever's running things at the CDC wanted China to tank first. CDC teams race to catch up with spread of coronavirus in U.S. MSN. Entire Italian region government getting screened for coronavirus. Panic buying hits German stores as coronavirus cases double. Health and Human Services investigating defect in coronavirus test. Where'd you hear about that weeks ago? Next week's news today. That's out of the hill. Panic buying hits New York as first coronavirus cases found in NYC. Coronavirus patent released, patient released from isolation in San Antonio, later tested positive. We told you that weeks ago. France closes the Louvre as virus spreads to new fronts. Empty stadiums and no more selfies. Coronavirus becomes a 2020 X factor. Yeah, the black swan. Media and the Democrats, fake news, claim that Trump called coronavirus a hoax when he said them saying it's the end of the world's a hoax. And boy, the worm has turned. Even PolitiFact came out and said that Trump was right, that he did not say the whole thing was a hoax. China officials knew of coronavirus in December, ordered cover-up, report says. New York Post, yep, we told you that first. Chinese doctors perform world's first double lung transplant for coronavirus victim. Here it is, CBS's Scott Paley fact-checks Mike Bloomberg on Trump coronavirus comment, finds that he lied. Trump did not say the virus was a hoax. Some election officials scrambling to address coronavirus concern ahead of Super Tuesday. Yeah. Who will it make not go to the polls? What will it do to the general election? Wow, this is huge. We told you that weeks ago. Again, we war game every angle, folks. That's why they don't like us. They want it to dribble out slowly with their spin on it. Nope, not going to happen while we're still on air. Not while the listeners keep us on air. And then it just goes on from there. We're going to cover it all coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot to cover, and That's just the tip of the iceberg. It is so important to not just have high-quality storable food. And we have it, and you can get it in 5, 6, 7, or 8 weeks, depending on what you order. And that's under-promising to over-deliver because everybody else is sold out and is lying to you. But you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you lock it in, you will get it. And if you ordered it weeks ago, well, then it's already on its way. That's new customers that have to wait that long. But I want to be specific because we're getting a lot of calls. People saying, well, I don't want to order the toothpaste, or I don't want to order the body's ultimate turmeric formula. I don't want to order DNA Force Plus that boosts my immune system, or the nano silver patented skin cream, because you don't have it. It's 6 to 8 weeks. No. If you order on a Friday, then you're going to get it shipped out on a Monday. But if you order on a Thursday, it ships out on a Friday. I mean, we're not as good as Amazon with places all over the country, but we ship right out of Texas, and you usually get it wherever you are in the U.S. within 3 days. We have everything in stock that I'm selling except the food. And our supplier has the high-quality food. They got to package it, and they've got to then get it out, and they are not going to then be caught with their pants down, so they added a two-week cushion in there. But just 6 to 8 weeks. Most folks are going to get it in five. Some of their food they've got right now and are shipping out within days. But they're like, don't even tell people that. It confuses them. They're going to get mad. Just tell them 6 to 8 weeks. But I always tell you everything, don't I? So you'll probably get it in 5 weeks, but we don't know. And the virus is supposed to peak for months and months, like 3-4 months. But that's not why you want storable food, ladies and gentlemen. You want it because it lasts 25 years, because it locks in price now to beat inflation, because it's high quality, because it funds the info war, because of economic crises, or because what are the bubble pops, or what do they kill Trump? It's time to get it, and it funds the info war. So don't believe scammers. They're going to tell you they got it when they don't. We are the only major food company. I have the biggest in the nation. They're the biggest. People trust them. They like them. And we're ready to ship to you within 5 to 8 weeks. Okay, but they have to say 6 to 8 just to be safe. Now, let me tell you what you can get shipped to you tomorrow. We have a full spectrum of patented nano silver approved for even over-the-counter sale. Only one approved by the FDA. We're allowed to private label it by the American Nanotech Company. Super silver, ladies and gentlemen. The strongest over-the-counter wound gel. You put it on before, and it creates an invisible barrier. You do not ingest this, okay? It's poisonous. It's super, super strong. What is in the super silver toothpaste is not. It's the same nano silver, but a very low dose. Still knocks out viruses, bacteria. It's incredible. The big entryway is your mouth. I have to tell you that. InfoWarsStore.com. It's still 50% off, despite the fact it's about to sell out. And then we have the super silver high-quality hyaluronic acid with the vitamins and minerals with the nano silver as well. And because this is totally an original product we did with them and then have to pay for all the patents, even though it's the same silver, it's a third the price as the super silver wound gel that is super strong, but still have to pay for the patent with this. So that's why it's really expensive for us to buy. This we get very inexpensively, so we can pass that saving on to you. They have it in the big tubes, in the 3.4 ounces, and they have it in the 1.2 ounces, and they have it with a natural grapefruit smell or no smell at all. And it's another invisible barrier. Plus, it's so good for your skin. Women get this and they go, this is the same stuff they sell at Ulta, just the hyaluronic acid for like 30, 40 bucks. A big tube of hyaluronic acid is incredible. This has all these other vitamins and minerals. It's very clean and it's got nano silver. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today, and it funds the InfoWars. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, take action and defend your immune system. That is so important, just as important as getting horrible food. All right, when we start the next hour, I'm giving the phone number out. Then we have a reporter on from Europe at the front lines of the massive Islamic invasion. This is the biggest Islamic invasion we've seen in hundreds of years, and they're doing it again. They always do. They think it's their right to rule us. Burn in hell! Give the number out next segment, get into all the huge news, the Islamic invasion of Europe that was just launched by Turkey. It's just insane. And our own media is saying it's no big deal. That is all coming up. But first, this needs to get more attention. It's at man.video, confronting the corrupt judiciary when they openly engage in crimes. Here it is.
Has committed the most textbook examples of an organized crime-run fake show trial, Judge Amy Berman Jackson has been caught rigging the trial of Roger Stone with hand-select Democrat Party operatives. That's why the judge is desperately trying to hide right now the identities of the jurors. We already exposed during jury selection that the jury foreman she chose was a high-level former Obama administration official. And the judge ordered the media not to report on that, but we did. And that jury foreperson had to step down. The Washington Post then called for my arrest. And Judge Jackson is in the news saying, I am a criminal because I am here exposing that she rigged that jury. She has tried to suppress the press. She has put gag orders out to hide her crimes. She has been caught putting people on the jury that were high-level Democrats. And when it came out in court, she ordered the press not to tell anyone. Well, guess what? We had our people in there, and I released it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this judge has been caught rigging this trial on Roger Stone. And now she is fighting with everything she has, ladies and gentlemen. She is fighting with everything she has to keep the other names of those jurors secret. Why is she doing that? Well, we already know she put one lady on the jury that ran an Obama administration agency whose husband worked on the Russia probe against Trump. That is the most flagrant conflict of interest I could imagine. That is ridiculous. Then when I exposed that, they called for my arrest for exposing that in the Washington Post, other Obama administration officials. Then we learned the new foreman, the judge tried to keep that secret, worked for Donna Brazile and the DNC, and it ran for high office. Political operatives hand-selected to lead the jury. This is all happening. They've been caught in live time.
Well, guess what, Jackson? Your show trial has absolutely helped bring down the House of Cards and the deep state. And how you rigged that jury, and now you're fighting to suppress how you rigged that jury. Everybody knows, Jackson, that you rigged that jury. Everybody knows that you've been caught doing it.
The globalists have failed. Your New World Order is coming down. As I told you at Bilderberg in Canada 14 years ago, the answer to the 1984 system is 1776.
Judge Amy Berman Jackson confronted the rigging jury. It's at band.video. It will fly like a bird on the wind of truth, but only if you decide to take action. Only if you decide to share the video. Only if you decide to take this mission. Band.video. 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 Band.video.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. With only 245 days left of this unbelievably important historic election, the year is 2020, and if you just joined us, there is no way for me to hype up the different facets of just how insane it is that Turkey has launched a massive invasion of Europe and is calling it an invasion. And you can go to many foreign newspapers and read the headlines with Erdogan threatening to invade, now invading, people burning children over fires, putting smoke in their eyes, little babies, little toddlers, then handed to military-age men to make a run for the paramilitary police on the border. Openly using children as a human shield, and then watching ITN, Sky, BBC, CNN, MSNBC, all of them run it, edited, to make it look like the babies have been hit with tear gas, and they're getting the tear gas out of their eyes by putting them over fire smoke. You never knew that? Yeah, CNN told you that men can have babies, and now they say if you want to help a baby that's been hit by tear gas, which they haven't, you hold them over a fire about an inch over the flame with smoke in their eyes. Yeah, that's how you do it. And you slap them around a little bit. So again, next time you get some gasoline in your kid's eye or something, or next time they get, just take them over to a fire and stick their head in it. That's how you take care of it. Oh, and men can have babies too. And women have penises. That's what CNN teaches. And if they can get you to buy that, well, they can get you to buy anything. So I want to give the phone number out, the toll-free number out, 877-789-2539 for first-time callers on this Monday edition on the Islamic invasion and on what you're thinking is going to unfold with the whole coronavirus situation. We're going to break it all down at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're watching over the internet or on a local TV station or listening to us on our great AM and FM affiliates across the land, please remember the only way we reach new people is by your daily word of mouth in the information war. It's not a job, it's an adventure, taking the Republic back, ladies and gentlemen. So here we are, 877-789-2539 on this Monday edition. And we're going to be taking calls throughout this hour into the next. Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith, who saw incredible things, both good, bad, and ugly, at CPAC, that tell us something about the Republican Party and the censorship and where things are going. They're going to be in studio in the next hour as well, and we'll continue on with your phone calls there. They ran into Gorka, I Love Tyranny, the whale, or just Gorka, the gay whale. They ran into him. He actually had Owen thrown out. He's just like a royal god. He's a guy that got thrown out of the White House for being a phony policy expert. He's got stolen valor. If anybody sells snake oil, it's him. And he just absolutely flips out and just told them, Owen is not allowed here. I am God. I am Gorka, the tyrant whale. And look, I love Brits all day, but you know, you don't see Nigel Farage coming over here and telling us to turn our free speech in. But you see Gorka, the gay whale, over here doing it. And so the guy's absolutely anti-free speech. But speaking of awesome reporters, Millie Weaver knocked it out of the park with her interview with James O'Keefe when he put big tech on notice of what's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome James O'Keefe.
And she is the inspiration for a man to come up to me here 1 year ago. His name was Kerry Porch. He worked for CNN. I see some media people here. I'm not sure if CNN is here. Maybe one of you will be the insiders after this thing is done.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, James. It's good,
nice
to see you.
To see you. Yeah.
So you announced some pretty huge news during your speech. Right. What is that?
We got two insiders that are going to be made public within a huge tech company, the name of which I will not give, but it's certainly one of the top ones. And this is incontrovertible evidence of beyond censorship. Now it's an intentional political thing, and it's, I think some people on Capitol Hill perjured themselves. I think these videotapes make that pretty clear. So that'll come out in the next week or two.
So do you think anyone's going to be looking at jail time? I mean, prosecution?
I wish I had the power. I don't wish I had the power. I don't wish I had the power, but I do not have the power to prosecute people. I only have the power to bring the information forward, and I think the information this time is it's really, really compelling because it's not just circumstantial evidence. The tapes show inside the companies what they're doing on the front lines, and they're under oath lying about it. Listen, and the fact is these insiders are so brave. They're heroes because they strap a camera to themselves. They work for the company. They're willing to give it all up, sacrifice their livelihoods for the public's right to know what's going on.
And, James, you recently did a huge video where you exposed inside ABC they were talking about that. Can you explain to my viewers what that was about?
This was a tape this week. David Wright, the veteran news correspondent, been there for 20 years, and he's saying that ABC News does not care. The bosses there do not care about reporting news, telling the truth. It's all about selling Disney products, Marvel, Avengers people on Good Morning America. And it's really telling because he says he's a socialist, this David Wright news guy. Not just a Democratic socialist, says, I'm a socialist. But he also says that ABC News does not give Trump enough credit. He says this. ABC News suspends him for being honest, which I don't agree with them suspending people for their honesty. Yeah. They never want to reform their behavior. It's the same thing that happened with the Jeffrey Epstein cover-up. They tried to find the leaker of the tape instead of the cover-up of the story exposing child pedophilia. These people will never learn. There never seems to be a reckoning. They don't have the ability to practice introspection. So the response is, we're at CPAC on the main stage with one of the insiders, and we are recruiting more insiders to wear more cameras, Millie.
Exactly. Well, James, you are doing such a great job.
Whoops.
All right.
It's okay. We've done that. We've done that a few times. Our videographers do that all the time.
Okay, James. Well, you have done such a great job exposing fake news and how rampant it is, especially in broadcast media.
And it's their own people saying this. It's not me. It's their veteran, Patrick Davis at CNN. The clip of him inside CNN saying we could be so much better than we are. We could be so much better than we are. Patrick Davis said, I don't even listen to the Jeff Zucker 9 a.m. conference calls anymore. He says it's his words. It's just shit, he says. So he says it could be so much better than we are. David Wright saying the commercial imperative is incompatible with news. This is the sort of thing that people all say to each other. But the people that, you know, are next to them have those hidden cameras on. We feel that investigating the Fourth Estate is maybe more important than investigating government itself, because we got to inform the people the right way.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, James. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Millie.
I appreciate. Where can people find your next big expose?
We want people to go to projectveritas.com/brave. That's where they can see everything. They can sign up, and we will give you an embargo for our next story in about a week inside the big tech company. So stay tuned.
Oh, awesome, because we know
tech. So there's a little bit more of the interview at band.video and on Millie's YouTube channel, but she did a great job. And boy, I tell you, if you were James O'Keefe or Alex Jones or Nigel Farage walking through there, you had to keep moving, because if you didn't, huge crowds would show up and you couldn't even get going. So I'm kind of, I love that interview because they're like walking around kind of like 60 Minutes style. You get to kind of see what's going on as the interview unfolds. But I can't wait to see the surprises that all the great folks at Project Veritas have for the globalist coming up in this election year with 245 days left. Your phone calls, Brian, Todd, Joe, and Malcolm, and more. We're taking your calls on the other side of this break. And then Dan Lyman from InfoWars Europe on the front lines of the public invasion of millions of Islamic military-age men using kidnapped children as human shields. We have the video. Jones, your host, and we are watching history repeat itself in a bold way. 1,400 years ago, Muhammad took over the crossroads of Mecca and Medina for the spice trade on the caravans coming out of East Asia, Central Asia, what's India today, and into Far East Asia. Once he had that power, he projected it in his lifetime to take over much of the Middle East. 100 years after his death, he was pushing into the borders of Eastern Europe. The Balkans is the main area struck for over 1,300 years with millions dead on both sides. That's nothing compared to the Hindus. It's estimated even by mainline government in India that 147 million Hindus have died fighting Islam. 147 million, because they were keeping better records than the West did. They were not a medieval culture back then in India, as we were in the West. So we've contained the cancer between India and between Western Europe. The Balkans, which is Greece and other areas, has been hammered by Islam and has been taken more than 50 times. Greece has been under Islamic control just in the last century, before World War II. Dan Lyman is the amazing reporter at EuropeWars.com. He's covered Davos. He's covered so many other big events. Bilderberg, EuropeWars.com. Such an important site to check daily if you want to see the main focus of he and the reporters he has under him. And again, I want to thank all the listeners and supporters. That's how we can finance what he does. And he's an amazing individual. I want to play a few clips here and then go to him for this segment, the next, and we'll go to your calls. This is the footage of the UN-funded refugee camp on the border of Turkey and Syria, where men are grabbing little children. They're putting them in the fire, in the smoke. Anybody knows about smoke, makes you cry. Women are telling them to cry to panic them. They're handed to military-aged men who then use them as human shields to surge through the Greek police. This is the most cowardly terrorist activity you can imagine. But Islamists will use a kid at a police checkpoint with bombs under them to blow the little child up. We all know that. The left has a real fetish for this. So the media is trying to spin this footage on CNN right now and MSNBC that, oh, they were tear gassed, so they were washing it out with smoke and slapping the children. That's how you put fires out, is pour gasoline on your head, too, as well. That's how you help. You got a little contact problem? Just take an ice pick and stab yourself in the eye, too. Not saying literally do that, folks. This is the level of the lies. So here's that raw footage. It's up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. Here is the shocking torture of children to make them cry so that they can run through the police and show the police with crying children as if they're scared of the police and not the terrorists that have kidnapped them and are dragging them into a war zone. Here it is. Look at these scum. Look at the culture where they kidnap women. One of the little girls had her genitals cut off. Now they torture the child to cry. What terrorist filth. And now they run them into a war zone and more men come back to grab more babies. God almighty. You talk about trash, folks. You talk about law of the jungle. You talk about barbarous cesspits that can't ever get their act together. Africa is fighting for its life to keep the Islamics out. Africa is civilized compared to Islam. The animists aren't even Christians, and they've got wonderful communities compared to the Muslims, because the Muslims will do anything. Because there's no evil you can't do. Sex slaves, kill people, because it's all for the greater good of the prophet Muhammad. Dan Lyman joins us. We're going to get to the Greek police. I don't think they should be shooting dead one of these guys. Everybody caught bringing a child into a war zone and torture them, they should put a bullet in their head. They're invading over their country's border. That's what you do to protect your border. And now Erdogan has declared war and says it's an attack, Dan Lyman, and the media is covering it up. This is incredible. A giant Islamic invasion of Europe. We haven't seen one in over 200 years at this level. He's calling it an invasion, and the enemy media is covering for it.
That's absolutely right, Alex. This is definitely another invasion, and this one seems to have a lot more animosity behind it than the last one, at least more openly. So we'll have to see how the international media covers this one. I have seen a bit more pushback on this action, even from people like Merkel and Macron, although I don't really take them seriously. I think they're just delivering lip service. But this is such a disturbing development, especially with what's already going on in Greece, which we can get into shortly, and then also with the spread of the coronavirus and just all of the other things that are going on in the world right now. This layered on top of it really is a disturbing trend.
Well, the media intends to show these kids they're torturing later in the same videos crossing the police line, saying, look at police making them cry, the very same children. Is this video not smoking gun garbage, just like when they said that Trump was blowing up, with the Turks, villages in Syria? It's just totally staged. And it seems like Muslims just know how to stage stuff.
Absolutely, they do. And also the NGOs that help them, that facilitate all of this and that organize a lot of this action and that keep them in line to make sure that they get the proper photo shoots and to stage the right propaganda. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a similar event play out in Hungary, although on the border of Hungary, although it was a lot less violent. The NGOs there were found to be staging a migrant march in which they brought children to the front of the line and marched them quite a long ways up to the border with Hungary, and they used the children to sing songs and appeal to the emotions of the
Human shields. I want these human traffickers arrested, and if they've got weapons, I want their heads blown off. And that's what you normally do when somebody invades your border and attacks it and is burning things. You repulse an invasion.
Right, absolutely. And it does seem like Greece is taking a much harder stance this time around. They do have a bit stronger government in place now. And they seem to be saying that they're just not going to stand for it this time. Because last year alone, on record, 75,000 migrants came in, mostly from Turkey, and about 60,000 of them came over on the boats. And that was last year.
And let's be clear, they burn buildings, they murder, they rape, they kill. It's hell. They're destroying the economy. And the UN is just pouring more in that use children as shields. Of course, the media is so mad this one individual got shot in the head. Reportedly, he was attacking police with a weapon.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that the Turkish intelligence agencies or their troops are actually aiding the migrants as they come over. There's a lot of speculation about that. And of course, it's very important.
Oh, wait, you're saying it may be a false flag?
Well, there is evidence that they're deploying tear gas at the Greek border police. There's some evidence of that going on. There's evidence, actually, that Erdogan, there are some videos of some of these migrants admitting on video saying that Erdogan actually recently released them from prison. So it sounds like, if accurate, of course, we take these all with a grain of salt. That could have happened in 2015 or somewhere else. They could have happened yesterday. These migrants, some of them are saying that they were just let out of prison. So Erdogan might be emptying the prisons of some of the worst people
just to flood them. If someone's trying to burn a building or kill people, people need to use lethal force and stop laying down to this. Because if they fully break the border, they're going to have Islam totally take over Europe. People don't know. You live there. I mean, most of the cities are now no-go zone hell pits.
Yes, even some of the cities that you would never expect are starting to turn that way. So, I mean, I recommend if you come to go to the really safe countries. I always say this, go to Poland, go to Hungary. They don't have any corona yet either, so another added reason to go there. But one of the footages that you showed there of a burning building is actually the locals apparently fighting back. They said a UNHCR migrant reception center.
That's
they
right.
Set it
some
on
of
fire
this footage is people attacking the UN invasion bases. Dan Lyman, stay right there. Islam has invaded Europe hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. They're invading now. I don't want to go to their countries and blow them up. I just don't want them coming here to enslave me and telling me I'm going to submit to their sword. No, you will never make us submit. And the West is awakening.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. Is my brother, my skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded me,
they may have wounded me, but
they'll never get the best of better men.
Well, I gotta tell you, when you really study the history of it, I've probably only read 10 books on the Islamic invasions of Europe and the countering crusades. They are incredible. But they knew that they were going to lose France, Germany, Poland, and other areas if Hungary and if Serbia and if other areas fell, because they were barely holding them back for 1,000 years, almost 1,000 years. Yes, the crusades were in the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, yeah. They were holding them back about 800 years. And so England had to lead the attack with the Normans and the French and go 4,000, 5,000, 3,000 miles in, and just millions died, folks, holding Europe. Millions. It's estimated that just some of the crusades in a decade were millions. I mean, you talk about wars back then where almost no men came back because the Muslims would take over, enslave, kill the men, breed with the European women and make more soldiers. And so they had to, Western Europe had to invade. I mean, that was like going to Mars for them. to on horses and on foot to get on barges and ships from England and France and then go all the way through the Mediterranean and land to fight the Muslims because they wouldn't stop attacking. And if Europeans captured you back then, they were Christian. They didn't kill the children and, you know, rape all the women. The Muslims did. So, Dan, I'm ranting about this, but the more you learn about it, and then the left and the media worshiping Islam and the Islamics torturing the kids to cry in front of news cameras caught, and to watch all the Europeans at the NGOs directing the Muslims. I mean, imagine being those NGO scum from the UN telling them to stick babies in fires for CNN. I mean, how did they find such scum, Dan?
There's a lot of scum like that. It is pretty incredible. But, you know, the good news is at least in Greece right now, they're starting to push back. I did see some video of them actually confronting NGO journalists and taking all their gear and throwing it in the water and people saying, you know, next time we catch you here, it's not your gear going in the water. So, I mean, these people look like radicals doing that. Of course, they're just defending their town and their homeland. Now, this footage you're showing right here actually is interesting. This is apparently in Turkey, and these are Erdogan's. They call them the Gray Wolves. They're his young radicals, and they are actually reportedly attacking Syrians in their homes and at their businesses and trying to flush them out of Turkey and flush them into Europe. What do you think that the international reaction would be if this was happening in Germany and it was Germans trying to drive the Syrians out of their country? How much coverage do you think this would get? It would be a total media blowout on this. Meanwhile, this is happening in Turkey and it gets almost no coverage at all.
I noticed the Turks are making a sign that looks like the devil. If you're a Westerner, people believe that this is the sign of the devil. No, it's not. In Eastern Europe and the Middle East, this is the sign warning off the devil. So they're driving the refugees out of their homes as a weapon to flush them into Europe because Europe didn't pay the ransom to Erdogan, the dictator, or Erdogan, depending, potato, patata. And he's all on record saying this, and there they are making the sign of warding off the devil, saying we're driving the devils out. It's pretty amazing.
He's been saying he's going to do this for months now. And, of course, for years, the EU has supposedly been paying him off to hold back the hordes back there. I mean, they always say between 3 and 5 million migrants are being held in Turkey. And despite Erdogan saying for months saying that he was going to do just this, he warned us. He actually said, you know, months ago that he was going to. The EU made virtually no preparations ahead of time to defend the continent from this invasion. And I find that so disturbing. And now, essentially, right now, it's just Greece handling things on their own. And they're already stretched very thin. And ironically, they're fighting against the locals on the islands who are actually protesting against the building of migrant centers there. So you have some riot police and some Greek, you know, soldiers deployed to the islands to defend the migrants' right to come over. And then you have the rest of them deployed to the border to keep migrants out. I mean, it's a mess. And unfortunately, Greece is bearing the brunt of this. And they have never recovered from the financial crash, and they never recovered from the 2015 migration crisis. So it's just load after load of bad news for Greek people. It's so unfortunate.
All right. In the time we have left here in the next 5 minutes, we have EuropeWars.com, reporter Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Everybody bookmark that and share it. Critical reporting, critical intel. Is this not a total invasion, the biggest Islamic invasion in a long time, even bigger than the last few years, and the media trying to run interference? What comes next? What else are you watching? And how does the coronavirus tie into this?
Well, it is such an interesting time to be in Europe and a little bit unsettling, of course. And of course, who knows how many of these people are carrying the coronavirus? How many of them came through Iran? So, I mean, you have you compound these issues that are facing Europe at this time. I really do hope that Greece holds the line, and I hope they get support from the international community, certainly from the EU, hopefully from NATO, although that's a little bit dicey because Turkey's in NATO, so we have some issues there. And then, of course, yeah, we're watching the coronavirus thing just spread daily. It's just getting a little unnerving. There's so many different events being canceled, public gatherings over certain sizes are being canceled. And every country that a couple days ago only had a few cases is now rocketing past 40, rocketing past 100. The airports are eerie. Some of the towns and the cities are starting to get a little quiet. The supermarkets are starting to have shortages in some places. So, I mean, people are really getting a little bit freaked out. And I think with good cause, of course. It's a bit unsettling.
Dan, this is so historic and it's so archetypal. And you go see all these movies where the Crusades are evil and we invade the Muslims and their poor little cupcakes and everything. And they invaded us. That's a historical fact over and over and over and over and over again. And Russia fought them and stopped them. And the Serbs fought them and stopped them. And the Hungarians fought them and stopped them. And the Serbs, all these groups. And they went all the way, as you know, up to the edge of Germany and Poland. They had giant, huge wars. And then it's none of it's even taught in schools. And you talk to the Muslims, they say, we're coming to get you and rape your wife. You are scum. And I don't think people understand what that's like. And the media sells it like the Muslims are these pious people. They deal drugs. They guzzle alcohol. They use the welfare system. On average, I don't think people understand, you're in Europe, that they've adopted a weird gangbanger culture. So it's like a bunch of welfare gangbangers just running around pissing and crapping and raping everybody. I mean, you cannot overestimate the evil we're dealing with.
Not only that, but the violence, it goes amongst themselves as well, of course, in these migrant camps. And then once they get into the cities, they get into their own cliques, they get into their own, sects, and then they go after each other. And so, for instance, in Sweden, you have this explosion of gang violence, and it's drug gangs from Nigeria fighting each other and Somali gangs. And so it's people just say, oh, they lump all these people in as just one group of migrants or refugees. And they forget that these people all hate each other as well. And they will settle their scores with extreme violence. And they do all the time. And not only that, they'll inflict that violence against Europeans as well, often against children and women. It really is disgusting the way that Europeans are handling this, the leftist Europeans and people who know that this is wrong and that this is changing the future for their children and their grandchildren. They need to stand up. They need to speak up and stop being afraid of being called a racist, being called a bigot, being called an Islamophobe. Whatever you're afraid of being called, you need to stop, because your grandchildren, your children are going to have really terrible lives, as they already are in many parts of Europe now, being victimized by these gangs and by the kids that get put into their schools that have no respect for them and attack them. And we've seen so many stories like that out of Sweden and Germany and the UK. The list goes on and on. It really is hard to cover sometimes on a daily basis, because there's so many negative, terrible stories.
Dan, what else are you expecting to come out of this? Will this finally awaken Europe to kick the socialists and the UN out that are engineering this? I don't think the UN is going to get away with this. I think they've bit off more than their communist asses can chew.
I'm not sure if they will, but I do hope that some good things come of this, that people, that these countries start defending their national borders, and that more nationalist populists start getting elected to high-ranking places of power.
And I hope the people putting little children in fires to make them cry before they run at police lines get put in prison for a long time. And yeah, I say it, shove their faces in a fire and see how they like it. EuropeWars.com, Dan Lyman, spread that link. Great job. Gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are broadcasting worldwide. We're about to go to your phone calls, but I wanted to just remind listeners that the storable food we have is available. They're packaging it. It's high quality. All the other distributors are sold out. We've ordered from a bunch of them. They're not delivering. They're lying to you when they say 1 week, 2 weeks. The food we have, you actually get 5 to 8 weeks, depending on what type you order. And it's high quality, and then you've got that checkbox taken care of. But all the other products at InfoWarsStore.com are in stock. We drop ship from Utah and their other factories in Colorado and other areas across the country, the storable food. But if it is the Super Silver Wound Gel, the strongest over-the-counter you can get, or it's the Super Silver Toothpaste that's safe and effective for your mouth and knocks those viruses and bacteria out, or the Super Silver Skin cream with a hyaluronic acid, vitamins, and minerals that's so high quality. Those are all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I actually lowered prices during this crisis. I didn't raise prices, even though we already sold out of a lot of the products, the immune gargle and other things, as we said we were. That wasn't a gimmick. Well, we've lowered the prices from 25% off on the Super Silver toothpaste to 50%, though it's very close to selling out. We're trying to rush delivery to get more in from Colorado. Also is where that is produced by the American nanotech company that has created that incredible silver. So it's important during this crisis to not just have storable food and firearms and water filtration and relationships with your neighbors, friends, and family and an emergency plan. It's important to boost your immune system. And we have the body's ultimate turmeric formula now back in stock, 40% off. We have the Vitamineral Fusion that's so good for your body, Fruit Punch, back in stock. And we have, on top of that, things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off as well. So take advantage of that. Fund the InfoWar and get all of those bases covered. I want to thank you all again for your support and encourage you all to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and to get those storable food orders in. Because with 2020 and the bubble and war and the Islamic invasion, it's something everybody needs that makes you less dependent on the system. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we're going to have Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith, both great reporters, in studio next hour. And the subject we're going to be covering, or subjects, is this insane campaign. Klobuchar dropping out, Judge of the Booty dropping out, and how this is really a two-man race now between the doddering, stumbling, reanimated crypt keeper, Joe Biden, and the horrible, evil, grasping con man communist who came from his con man father, never worked a day of his life. So, and the ads he runs, it shows a huge crowd of people on the other side of a bridge about to invade a city. It's like a barbarian Hun event about to sack Rome or something. I mean, how about ominous archetypal subliminal energy and imagery? So we're going to be talking about all that. And then, well, I'm just going to announce it then, because I don't like end fighting, except this is an end fighting and it's got to be done. And so I really want to be subtle about it. I want to get all the bases. And they're still getting a video together, which is fine. It shows some of this. But we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. We're not going to cover that subject until I'm ready to announce it. But it deals with Gorka, the tyrant whale. And he's just an archetype of what you don't want to be. Forget him. It's not about him. He's not important. It's just about the type of supplicating, supine, spineless greeblers. You got groypers, well, you've also got greeblers. I'm going to coin a term to the greebler that grovels and greebles around. So that's coming up bottom of the next hour. But Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith will be in here before then, and we'll continue with your calls. Okay, enough of me. Rob, in the great state of Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, 20-year listener, first-time caller. 4 weeks ago, just a quick plug, I ordered some of your products. I ordered X2 Survival Shield, Super Blue Toothpaste, and the Immune Gargle. And within 48 hours of using the toothpaste and the Immune Gargle, my gum stopped bleeding and the abscesses just disappeared. And that is no joke, that they just vanished.
Well, sir, I want to be clear. My dad is he still has his license. He's an oral surgeon and a dentist. He's also worked on things that got FDA approved for the Pentagon. He worked on some projects with those guys. And he went out and developed Super Silver toothpaste. So, it really is kick-ass. It really is amazing. So is Super Blue. Super Blue's got the tea tree oil and the iodine on top of it. So they're both amazing.
They are absolutely amazing. And the first week or 2 weeks that I used the X2 Survival Shield, it tasted really funny. I didn't understand what it was doing. And then now, like this morning, it really happened this morning at 8 a.m. It just, there's no burn anymore. It just goes right through your throat. And it's, my cough has stopped. I had a cough for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's literally dissolving everything. And listen, I know how it is. My wife goes to the store, buys organic toothpaste. We run out of this, and I'm like, for a month, like, why don't I have Super Blue or Super Silver? I've got to then bring it home myself, and then it's so much better. In fact, I brought some last week, and now, my teeth are so much cleaner and feel so much better. It really is amazing. I don't mean to get off on a jag about that, but I'm really proud of the products we have. And, Rob Dew tells a story about this is the best toothpaste he's ever had. The way it just annihilates the bacteria and the viruses and then just gets down in the body and just puts this coating, this defense shield up. My wife notices it. She says, yeah, you need to bring home that good toothpaste because your breath stinks at night when you don't brush with that Super Silver. I want more of that. I'm like, just go order it off the store then. And that's a real conversation. But anyways, let's get back to why you called, sir.
Yep. Okay. And one more quick thing. Now, I can't swear to this, but one of my right lower molars was like loose. I mean, I'm 52 years old and it's not loose anymore. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, I know you can't say all that kind of stuff, but that stuff is just destroying the bacteria. I mean, it's got to be. There's no other. Everything I used did nothing. All the prescriptions from the dentist office did nothing. And now the dentist is like, well, you don't need surgery anymore.
Well, I'll tell you this. This has been approved for over-the-counter sale, this NanoSilver. But it's so effective on bacteria and on viruses at a gut level, I don't use it every day. I'm like, man, something killing bacteria and viruses like this, is this really good? It's been safe and effective, they say. I'm just saying silver is not a game, and that's why it works so well. So just use it according to what you think's best. Gauge your own body. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And it works very well. And like I said, I've been listening for 20 years. This is my first order. Everything you've been promoting, I've never ordered. I was just a little skeptical. And then even my wife is like, just get on auto ship because this stuff is working. But anyway, I want to talk about what's going on in Turkey and, you know, crossing all these Muslims across the border into Europe. You know, they're a NATO member and there is nothing in the NATO charter. We can't support a NATO member until they are attacked. Well, Turkey has not been attacked. They actually attacked another country. If you move your troops across another border and then you gather all these people up and move them through your country into another country, which is up into Greece, you know, something's wrong.
That's a classic right. Military attack. In fact, the Huns would bring their population behind them. This is Attila the Hun activity. But Erdogan, depending on how you say it, he said for 3 years he'll do this. He calls it a weapon. I mean, he's declaring it.
Yeah, I think what President Trump needs to do, he needs to act like Charles the Hammer Martel from France. And just whenever the Muslims just invaded Spain, he said, no, you're not coming into Europe, and went into Spain and just thrashed them. And actually ordered his troops, take no prisoners. These people are just heathen idiots. Wipe them out. He actually issued orders. If a French soldier is witnessed taking prisoners, you will be killed along with the Muslims. Now, I'm not saying that we need to go out and kill Muslims, of course, but President Trump needs to just tell NATO, hey, this stops now. You know, this is no different than Assad gassed his own people, and we all know what a hoax that was.
You're absolutely right. This is insane level invasion using babies as human shields. It's so criminal. And again, we've got an Islamic country on Europe's border. What do you expect from a rattlesnake? Calls until the third segment next hour, and then we've got election coverage, and we're going to deal with the cancer in the Republican Party that have not dealt with. This country's going to disintegrate, but it's very easy to deal with. I went to CPAC to see it for myself, and so I got some bad news for you, but the good news is this festering boil on our ass, there's only a few of them, and we can easily have the public politically lance these creatures in a nonviolent way. So that's all coming up. Let's go back to your phone calls now. I can't spend a whole segment with each caller. That was a great last caller, but let's just kind of get through everybody here. Let's go to Joe in California on the same subject, the giant Islamic invasion by Turkey of Southern Europe and the Balkans. Unbelievable attack using tortured children as human shields.
How you doing, Alex? Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, sir.
you know, you look at Turkey, and all I see is Soros's name all over this. I think that with all the confusion and the coronavirus, this was a perfect time. The best recipe to start confusion and try to bring Europe down, bring the whole economic European economy down with coronavirus and having the invasion. I think what needs to be done is I think that the European leaders like Merkel, Macron, Boris Johnson, Duda, Mattarella, Zemos from Czech Republic, they need to get together. They need to talk to possibly make a call into Putin. I know Putin's Turkey's real close with Russia. And I know that
Turkey, you're smart. The way to deal with this is put pressure on Putin to put pressure on Turkey.
Right. I mean, you know, Turkey buys a lot of their military equipment. You know, Trump and Erdogan, Turkey can't stand us. They just politically have to stand by us because, you know, we're a superpower. But
and Turkey's argument is the West started this with the Arab Spring. They're having to clean it up. But even before the Arab Spring, 10 years ago, this dictator, Erdogan, he was using Islamic invasions to threaten Europe and say, let me have an Islamic party in Europe or I'll do this. Well, that's like, let me put handcuffs on you and I won't torture you to death. Like Ted Bundy would say, hey, put these handcuffs on. I'll be nice to you, honey. But once you put the handcuffs on, you're dead. I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
You know, if Putin comes in and says something to him and this changes, you know, he could come out looking real good. So that's my take on.
Well, I was about to say, Putin doesn't put up with the Islamics invading them.
No.
And so, Turkey's out of control. And, you know, how about the West retake Turkey? I mean, I'm not calling for a war here, but that used to be Western soil. How about we see, the tanks roll into there if he keeps invading? I mean, most people in Turkey don't want to be under Islamic rule either. But see, we never do that. We go in and put more radicals in, more Islamics in, because the globalists hate Europe and hate Christians. We could easily defeat the Muslims. Most Muslims don't want to be under that crap. But see, we don't invade them to empower them. We invade them to put worse Islamics in.
It's a mess. I think that Trump needs to also get involved, maybe make a phone call over to Putin. But then if he does that, then the media will go crazy. So it's a sticky situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got a bunch of bases there back from the Cold War, back from when they had medium range missiles in Turkey. I had family that was there putting the damn things in back in the 50s and 60s. Nike missiles, all those. We don't need that anymore. And appeasing the Islamists never works. We need to build a wall, and we need to have economic warfare against Turkey until they stop their invasion crap. But again, his argument is, the globalists did this, you collapsed all the borders, so I'm not going to put up with it. But he's playing that crisis as well. And you can't appease the pirate, as Rudyard Kipling said, because you got to pay that crocodile over and over again. I say we pay that crocodile in total resistance. Appreciate your call, Joe, back in 60 seconds. With Tammy, Mike, Patrick, Dave, Brian, and Malcolm, and many others. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, back live. Just got some amazing intel from Tommy Robinson. They'll probably be on the show tomorrow. We're chronicling the invasion of Europe from the command base where they took over Constantinople, former head of Christian civilization worldwide. Now it is Istanbul. The Blue Mosque is really a church. People marvel at the Islamic architecture. It's Christian. But that's the way the libtards operate, always destroying reality. We're taking your phone calls now. In the next segment, we're going to get into campaign 2020 and the big developments there with Klobuchar and Boot Plug, Booty Judger, whatever his name is, dropping out, and who the two big front runners are, obviously, now, and what that portends. But I didn't see you were calling from Germany, so let me go to you first, since you may be on your own dime. Mike in Deutschland, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your view on this giant invasion?
Well, it's crazier than we might think, you know. This has been going on for a long time. We need to keep it. I've got a little reminder here that Turkey has been at war de facto with Greece since 1974 when they invaded Cyprus. That conflict has never been resolved. This is just another iteration of that age-old conflict.
That's right. That's right. Greece has constantly been trying to take back stuff stolen by Turkey.
Yep. And, you know, I can also, on a different topic here, I can confirm the stores, or at least certain items in stores here in Germany, emptying out. It's mostly the basics. It's toilet paper, flour, sugar, other basic supplies, you know, canned goods and that kind of thing. They're running a little low on many fronts on that. So evidently that's tying into that coronavirus. And then also, you know, in anticipation of about what's to take place with the migrants trying to make their way into Germany again.
Well, Europe thinks they can let in a certain amount of Islamics to be a detonator, to politically control things and have no-go zones, a group they control. It's never going to work. The Muslims are going to break down the borders, flood, and just create all forms of havoc until they get their asses kicked out or until we fall.
Yeah, see, Merkel's a big proprietor of the Kalergi plan. Yeah,
for the folks who don't know about the Kalergi plan, he was Austrian-Hungarian Empire royalty, married to what Japanese royalty, and he had a plan to Islamify Europe.
Yep. And Merkel, you know, and incidentally, he was a Nazi. And Merkel's a big, you know, a defender of the plan and also implementing it in quiet through this, you know, invasion of sorts.
You can't make it up. And, of course, Hitler was pro-Islam, and so was Napoleon. I mean, they've been trying this for a while.
Yes. With Hitler, it was you know, a ploy to essentially rid themselves of the Jews. But, you know, Jews and Muslims are ancient enemies, and so they've been combating each other since day one.
But today it's the left in America, a lot of them Jews, supporting the overthrow of Israel and Islamification. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Also, I have a question on a different subject here, Alex. Whatever happened to the executive order that President Clinton signed not too long after Ruby Ridge that forbade people to put in more than 30 days worth of food supplies? Because that siege precipitated all kinds of weird things, you know, Ruby Ridge and Waco. And I haven't heard anything whether or not that executive order was rescinded or modified or whatever.
Yeah, so that's a real executive order. It called it food hoarding. And boy, did that make people buy a lot of food. I mean, you can have for the guns, too. But years ago, I looked into that, and I think that executive order was overridden later because most presidents override most of the other previous executive orders, even if they agree with them, they reissue them. But no, there's no laws on hoarding at this point. But I assure you, a societal breakdown happens. You don't want people to know that you've got a bunch of storable food. Mike, thank you so much. Great to hear informed people call in to the transmission. All right, Emma in Norway. Emma, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. What do you think about the Islamic invasion, Turkey invading Europe?
Well, actually, I have a place in Turkey, and it's right on the border where a lot of refugees are crossing to get to the Greek island. And so I've been spending 10 years in the region, and I know the culture. I you know, I have some inside stuff that might be interesting.
Please give us your take on this.
Well, a friend of mine, a few years ago, when a lot of refugees died on the coast close to the Greek islands Samos and Kos, she was actually out touring. She's hiking every morning. She's hiking by the beach. And she actually saw a Turkish Coast Guard leaving a boat with refugees. She didn't see that it was refugees, but it was a small boat, lots of people crying, screaming, and it went down. And a few days later, all the bodies came to the beach. And so years ago, she told me that she was convinced that what she saw was the Turkish Coast Guard doing something to actually sinking the boat. They wanted it to go down. So that's one bit. And then you have another bit, and that is that Erdogan that is has been had lots of elections and stuff. He is manipulating the elections. But the last election he had, he was running on reestablishing the Ottoman Empire. And the Turkish people that are not too educated, they like it because they are taught that it will bring back peace where people don't use drugs and become like the Western world. It will put scarves on the heads of the women and they will do their prayers and be nice people. But in fact, if you're going to have back the Ottoman Empire, you would have to go to war with a lot of countries.
Well, that's right. People don't know the Ottoman Empire was involved in World War One on the side of the Germans and more, and that millions were killed and all the other exploits of it. He did announce that. He announced he wants to invade Europe, but our media will not cover it. Just, oh, you're a Muslim. You're so good. Oh, invade us, please. And now they're barbecuing kids over fires to make them cry 100 yards from police. They then go blame it on, and the media goes along with it. What is it like for you to see that footage?
Well, it's not surprising, but you have to understand there's a difference between most Turkish people and other Muslims that are more radicalized. Turkish people in general are very nice with kids. They are very friendly and hospitable, and they do not like the radicalized people, the more Arab food that is coming into their country.
Well, no, I understand, because they were really, most of them were Europeans, and the Muslims invaded there, so they adopted some of the European culture.
Absolutely. They're a Muslim-light country. They are kind of like Christian light, but they have...
Just like Syria to a lesser extent, but now Erdogan, he's saying, no, I'm going to make you full Islamic.
Yes, he's doing that step by step, and he has his alliances, I suppose, with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Arab nations, and he's making deals with them that is going to give him lots of power if he does this and that, and I'm sure that, you know, the Western powers are involved as well. So he's been doing lots of good stuff for Turkey for so many years, but the latest, like 5 years or a little bit more than that, he's just turned totally crazy. He's all about...
Well, sure. Well, I mean, Hitler was a bad guy, but he built up the economy, did, quote, good things, but then he went into the war mode, and that's what Erdogan knows. He's going into his expansionist, fascist, Islamic mode. Thank you so much. Expert points, Emma. Please call us again. We really appreciate you. Okay, here's what's going to happen. We have Gerald Celente do a great job every Monday. He understands sometimes I preempt part of the time. It's a big breaking news. Give all you guys, Brian and Dave and Malcolm and Darren and Tammy, who's up next, and Patrick and Elena and Paul, want to hold. We got to stay there with calls, though. If you want to hang up, fine, I understand. If you want to hold, we'll get to you coming up as soon as I finish my interview. It's coming up. It's so important with Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith. And a look at what's happening in this election, a look at the virus, a look at all the craziness happening, and a look at the cancer, the enemy within, inside the Republican Party, some of the worst people on earth. We've got to expose them, the true scum.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got loaded phone lines. We'll be broadcasting into the fourth hour, taking part of Gerald Celente's time. He understands, he's great. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have Harrison Smith here with us and Owen Schroyer, who were both at CPAC this year. And CPAC's now old news. But we went there to test and see how powerful the spirit of neoconism and of censorship is. And I went and everything was okay, but then it got really, really bad. So this is an important test we did. And the creatures that were summoned up from the deep, whale-like creatures of tyranny. And so we're going to talk about that with all the big news going on, the fifth column within, the enemy within. And the reason this is important is it's these people that are undermining Trump. It's these people that are advising him badly. And it's this attitude that's losing liberty the fight worldwide, though we're starting to turn the tide again, so I'll explain at the start of the next segment. But starting with Owen Schroyer and, of course, Harrison Smith, big takeaways with Klobuchar stepping down, a judge of the booty stepping down. I mean, for me, it's a two-way race now between the degrading quickly Joe Biden. Boy, we call that a year ago that he was doddering. I mean, he's rotting quickly. He'll be literally painting with feces on the wall within, I think, 6 months. I'm serious when I say that. I've seen dementia before. It's very sad, actually. But he'll be finger painting with his own poop very quick versus the evil, hateful commie flying around in private jets but says it's bad if you have any money. Owen, what are you seeing in this election right now?
Well, it's pretty much, I think, what we expected from the beginning. Joe Biden is the Democrat pick, even though he's unrealistic to actually be the president of the United States for the same reasons that we've been discussing here on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah, your mic's cutting out. Sorry, they don't have it hooked up right. Let's get closer to it. It's all right.
Let's just go to Harrison Smith.
No, fix your mic right now. Just talk, speak up.
Is it good? All right, yeah. Are we got it, guys?
Well, they just don't have it yet, but go ahead.
All right, is my mic on?
Yep, go ahead.
Mic, check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Pretty much what we expected. Biden is the Democrat choice for president, even though he has no realistic capability to be president. And then there's Sanders, who has the grassroots support, who's kind of fighting the Democrat establishment in his own right and laid down to it in the last election with Hillary Clinton. Probably do the same thing, I would suspect, this election. But Bloomberg hasn't dropped out, if I'm not mistaken. I think Bloomberg is the front runner to me. He's got the money. He's not going to go away. He's got the will. I don't think anyone else has the will, quite frankly. I don't think Biden has the will.
You think the tiny tyrant is in the pole position?
Yeah, I think he's the only one that has the will to be president. Bernie doesn't. He showed that in 2016. Biden, half the time, doesn't even know what he's running for, what state he's in.
That's a good point, because I was saying earlier, the front runners currently, if you look at polls and everything, would be Biden with his Democrat Party support, and then, of course, Sanders. But if you look at money and staying power, the fact is Bloomberg is probably it. What do you think?
Yeah, Bloomberg can just spend another $500 million and see where that gets him. But the crazy thing is that Biden, pretty sure, is now the youngest man in the race, right? He's the youngest leader at this point, which is just absurd because
77.
Yeah, we see him collapsing in real time. And I think also we sort of now know the point of Peter Buttigieg, why he was in the race. He was there to sort of sap some of the younger energy away from Bernie, just to sort of give it back to the party when the time was right. I think he served his purpose. We know he's got connections up there. And
he's totally up there in the booty.
Yes, far, far in the booty. That's exactly right.
No, I mean, he uses the whole gay thing as a distraction. Doesn't matter, I'm a corporate shill that's totally synthetic. I kiss dudes. Like, oh, my God, that's incredible.
Yeah, but, you know, he built a fairly large base, surprisingly, because he's basically just not insane. He's just a normal guy that just says normal stuff and pretends to be Christian.
Sure.
And that's
sure
enough.
Well,
to,
whoever
to
they hype also ends up in the pole position.
Right.
I mean, look at Texas. Beto stickers were on half the cars in Austin. Now you don't see them anywhere. They will just bet on anything they're told is their God, hoping for the next Trump, Owen.
Well, sadly, I do see Beto stickers pretty much regularly here in Austin. I just think the Democrats are in such disarray right now, and they can't even go with the obvious choice to me, which is either Sanders or Bloomberg. Decide what you want. Do you want to go with the big money candidate who's the business guy who can actually get on a stage with Trump and debate him on real ideas? Or do you want to go with the commie, the socialist commie, Bernie Sanders? Those are the two guys. They tested out all these other things. Oh, is Warren going to play? No. Oh, is kissing your husband on TV going to play? Oh, no. The Democrats have homophobia, too. What are we going to do? Oh, let's go with Biden. Well, he thinks he's running for Senate, and he thinks he's in Arizona, even though he's running for president. He's in Colorado. Okay, well, I guess we'll just go with him anyway. It just shows how they're in total disarray. It's really a broken party. And actually, Tulsi Gabbard, who would be a great candidate, I think would get a lot of support. They keep her off the stage.
She may be joining me as my VP. That could have him beat even the money of Bloomberg.
Well, that would be interesting, but Gabbard has not bowed out yet. In fact, she's going to be in Austin, Texas tonight. I'm going to go cover her event tonight in Austin. That's going to be at 7 p.m., so I'm going to be doing that after the War Room today. So she's still around.
She's releasing a new sex tape today as well.
She's still around. She hasn't given up the good fight, and I think she has a will to win, but I just don't know if she has the ability to win.
Well, I mean, she doesn't look like a synthetic reptoid. A lot of her policies are bad. That's why they don't like her, though. What is it about the Democratic Party that they want soulless, gibbering people that look like they're auditioning for Day of the Dead?
Oh, they, you know, birds of a feather, right? They flock together. And Bernie has this incredible youth support, but I talked to a lot of people at CPAC that weren't conservatives, you know, just in Washington, D.C., on the flight in. people that said, oh, I'd never vote for Trump. And then I go, okay, well, what do you think about Bernie? And they run at the term socialism. I mean, socialism is still not popular as much as they can prop it up.
Cancer, it's not popular?
Yeah, it's just strangely enough. Yeah, and especially amongst those who have lived through it. Well, yeah. Well, my Uber driver yesterday was from Cuba, and he, as soon as he heard I was in politics, he went off about socialism. It was like, these people have no idea what they're getting into. I mean,
because it's a bunch of bureaucrats running things, and I mean, it literally. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, we can see the examples that, you know, just south of us. So,
if you run into a socialist in America, they're like, they can't find the biggest mountain, the loudest megahorn to say how bad socialism is. There was a guy from Venezuela who comes up to me and is like begging. He's like, I have to tell you. It's like, I have to get on your live stream. He's like, come on. And so I had him sit down. He's like, you cannot have socialism. It will kill you.
Yeah.
He's like, I came from Venezuela. I saw the streets.
Plus, it lets people like me run things. Don't I need to be your boss now?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to kill you if you're a Christian.
We don't need to have a price tag. We just say free. You don't have
there
to ask
too
money.
There are too many deodorants in here. We need lines.
These are real.
No deodorant. For you.
No, it's insane. Last time we were in New York, I met a woman who grew up in Eastern Europe. I mean, she was literally crying, being like, you have no idea how powerful it is, what you guys do, and how right you are about the threat of communism and socialism.
Well, I know a lot of people that were even, quote, liberals, you know. But then, like, I know one lady from Czechoslovakia when it was under the Russians, and you couldn't even have art unless they approved it. It wouldn't be political. It was all about control of all thought. All right, we're going to break here, folks. To give you an idea of what's coming up, I want to go out to break with a short clip of a compilation we're going to play of who we learned ran CPAC as like a police dog that marched up and down saying, remove them, remove them. When you talk about a villain, I introduce to you Gorka, the titan of tyranny.
Go away, all right? You guys are kooks. Okay. You're crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists.
Okay, so he's a titan of evil, folks. He literally runs around having you thrown out because he's royal. Gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. I'm going to host them for the next hour, and I'm going to go to all the callers. I'm going to get to everybody. I appreciate you holding. Alex Jones here, your host, with Owen Schroyer, who hosts The War Room, coming up in just about an hour and 20-something minutes from now. And you've also got Harrison Smith, a reporter, and he guest hosts the show. And I did a lot up at CPAC. We appreciate you both being here. I want to be very specific about this, but also don't want to take up all the time. We have huge news on the coronavirus. We have massive news on the Islamic invasion via Turkey of Europe. Just unprecedented, torturing children, have them crying before they run through police lines. Just unbelievable stuff. We have so much happening on the economy. We have Democrats openly trying to sabotage things and admitting they're trying to sabotage it. That should disqualify them right there. I mean, these people are just tone deaf. But it's what happens when you lose all your morals. You have no bottom. You just can't even have a spiritual or cultural or economic sonar or vision to even see what you're doing. They're just flailing around. Best analogy I've heard is in that original 1977 movie Alien, when you've got the android on board and it's being killed and it's just flopping around throwing a fit while it's being flamethrowed. I mean, that's what they've entered into right now, is flailing, hitting us with the coronavirus, obviously a Chinese weapon. Hitting us with the Islamic invasion, hitting us with the culture wars, Hollywood trying to start a race war. So I've never been to CPAC, and I've been to the RNC and things, and I know that there's neocons there that want to get us banned. And so I told the crew, I said, follow all the rules to a T, and even if people scream at you and yell at you, put up with it. And they said they wanted to kill me, and people would come up and yell at me. And then, you know, they do it to Gavin McInnes, who's a good guy. But then he'd say F you back to him, and they would go tattle, and then they'd be thrown out. So I was in there, got mobbed, ran into the Brazilian president's son, going to interview him, the president, all of it. It was really exciting. And Owen and the whole crew did a really good job. And I flew out Friday. They were going to stay through Saturday when the president came. And I see Yellen up there saying, I don't know why I'm being thrown out of CPAC. And then it becomes a big story. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to make it about how we're being thrown out of there. And then Ellen didn't call me. We didn't talk till yesterday. And I found out how he got thrown out. And then it was a story. It was like, oh, and incidentally, Gorka was going around pointing at people he wanted thrown out like he was God. And we're going to talk about the little crab from The Little Mermaid, Sebastian, I Love Tyranny, baby whale, Gorka. Because it's not about Gorka, who's a nobody, wasn't even a conservative, came into the Trump administration with fraudulent credentials, lied that he was a combat veteran. None of that was true. I mean, he's stolen glory. He's the snake oil salesman. He's everything he says we are. But I learned the day I was there that Gorka was going around having people thrown out. And I just go, whatever, don't engage the gay whale is what I call him. I'm not saying he's actually gay, but he's very effeminate in these pictures with guns posing with him. And, you know, he's always sashaying around, shaking his booty, going, Gorka. So I'm just like, you know, the gay whale. And the dude acts like a flamer. Nothing against flamers. He just, if I was going to cast a fat gay dude for a movie, it'd be Gorka, who thinks he's a James Bond. And so Gorka the gay whale, as I call him, with the tyrant-loving, the Nazi whale is a better name. I found out because Owen was from other people. Yeah, Gorka saw him and, you know, went and did something. So Harrison Smith went and talked to him the next day. And Gorka says, yeah, you shouldn't be here because you sell supplements. Well, Gorka is on TV selling supplements that actually don't look that bad. But the point is, man, we don't sell out-and-out pain relief supplements. I mean, you're starting to get into snake oil area there when you're making those claims. So I just let you get things like turmeric and see what it does. So what's crazy is if I was like a supplement seller, which I am, which I know is quality, and I go, that piece of filth sells supplements, the insult to the audience, to his own people, that he's a known supplement seller, but if we sell them, we're bad. That shows he hates his audience. And so that's why this is important. And I'm going to say this now and go to you guys, and we'll play the video compilation next segment of what happened, what you guys did versus what he said you did. Is that this guy comes in, he gets taken out of the administration because he's not who he says he is. He suddenly is all over Fox News everywhere because they know they control him. He's a covert never-Trumper, in my view. And he's the example of what we face of these interlopers that just come into America and then want to badmouth the real grassroots groups that got Trump elected. And you can tell with the insider neocons that run CPAC, he was like the top field marshal. And we watched it and we saw it happen. So the worst elements of the Republican Party think Gorka, the tyrant whale, is what they want. Gorka doesn't matter. Gorka's a joke. People hate his guts online. But he's always running around supporting censorship. So this is the never-Trumper, neocon, Shapiro, you know, type wing of this. But we went to CPAC. We were nice. The guys got thrown out for no reason. And Gorka is the one police dogging it. And so Trump is up there when an ice skating group comes out and supports the president from the 80s. They go, oh, how dare you support him? Or any group. Well, he likes, you know, Mustang, so he's a good guy. When any of this is going on, it's supposedly a great thing. So what I'm trying to get at here is that the reason this is important is Trump broke through the criticism, the attacks, the blackballing. But the Democrats and the deep state use it on everybody else. So the Republican establishment knows, keep Alex Jones and the populist movement and the liberty movement that got Trump elected out. Don't let them take the party completely over and put people like Gorka as the police dog, who's not even American, in there hovering around, literally spouting and pontificating in an arrogant way. You guys go ahead and take over.
Well, no, I think you're exactly right. And the real stark difference is like the list between people who have a problem with us and the people who love us and like us and appreciate what we do. Because on one side, you got what? Gorka, maybe Charlie Kirk is not so favorable, and the leadership of CPAC. That's three people. On the other side, I mean, it just...
We were mobbed everywhere.
Oh, my God, everywhere.
Yeah, no, they hate their own supporters.
Yeah, everybody...
They're there
anybody
to control those people and come be told how to be conservative by us. And there's Gorka, the whale, the tyrant whale, you know, the big candy ass, sashaying around like Liberace, telling us how to be good Americans.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you look at Gorka's subscribers on YouTube, somebody sent me this screenshot. he's dropping 50 subscribers a day until our video releases, and suddenly it drops by several thousand. I mean, people did not like this. I had people coming up to me for the rest of the trip after that video dropped, coming up to me and saying, we don't know what the hell's Gorka's
doing. By the way,
doing.
He's almost as creepy as Brian Stelter. Let's put his eyes back up on screen.
Yeah, and
the political pervert whale, perverted to attack Trump's biggest supporters. There he is. Look at those eyes, man. He's going to run your life. He is Gorka.
Yeah, that was the look. And when I approached him, I mean, he is really intent on reading where I'm from. And as soon as he sees InfoWars, that's when he goes off. And you can see in the full video, I walk up to him, and I'm just smiling, and I don't say a thing to him. I say, hi. And then he just goes off. I mean, we weren't pestering
because
him.
Because he's a stolen him. Valor fraud.
Yeah, well, and he's threatened, and, you know, it's like Rob Dew's tweet put out. You know, you go to CPAC and you're mobbed by everybody who's anybody, everybody who's nobody, just the regular info warriors out there that we meet that just say we really appreciate what you do. Everywhere, they're everywhere.
But Gorka, the effeminate whale, is not popular.
No, but he's the important one, right? It's the people at the top who have a problem with us, and they're the ones that matter, apparently.
Because he sashays around. Again, we're not trying to get cool at the high school that is CPAC. We went to see the nature of the Never Trumpers and what they're doing, and sure enough, They came to the, you know, they came up like barracudas after their prey. So Owen Schroer, when we come back, we'll get into this. But briefly, I don't want the distraction of infighting. This isn't infighting. These aren't Republicans. These aren't patriots. These aren't Trumpers. These are people that want to control and hijack the movement.
Well, I just think it's sad that the people who have the most skin in the game when it comes to Trump and when it came to the 2016 election and what's happened since moving into 2020, they don't want to give us any credit, or they want to try to slide us or any of this stuff. And again, we don't
because
do it
because they
credit.
Want to hijack the movement. They hate Trump people.
I think it's that they've just been phonies their whole careers. They've gotten rich off being phonies, faking being conservatives or whatever. And they know that when a real conservative or a real patriot steps in front of them, that's basically kryptonite to their phony patriotism that they've gotten rich off of. They're really just grifters, just industrial level grifters.
That's a good way to describe it. He is the tyrant. Titan of tyranny. By the way, I'm host of the whole next hour. Drill Simulate's doing a great job with Trends Forecaster, but you've got a lot of stuff to attend to. So I'm hosting the fourth hour today, and I will continue with your calls. Brian and Dave and Malcolm and Darren and Tammy and Patrick and Elena and Paul and others. All right, we've got Owen Schroer, and of course, we've got Harrison Smith, reporters here riding shotgun with us. We'll take your calls into the next hour. But I want to be clear. I say I don't want to get into infighting, and then when I start looking at Gorka, the demonic whale, and just everything about him, it's everything we hate. Look, he's a Glenn Beck wannabe 2.0. Glenn Beck now endorses Trump and has tried to resuscitate himself and tells people privately that he was wrong and thought Ted Cruz would win, and it was all him, a political calculation. Well, you lost. And if you just would have nicely opposed Trump, it would have been fine. But instead, you tried your Messiah thing and you're a religious leader and, you know, all the rest of it. But again, you always know who the controllers up top like. They like sycophants. Reportedly, Gorka, who has a arrest case and arrest history in Hungary, talks like this. And there's nothing wrong with talking in a good Eastern European dialect. But this is how he talks. Hey, you will serve us well, American pig. But he's got his good fake British accent, so he's not even a redcoat. Okay, you have to understand, he's just another fake industrial-level con artist, as you said. So I want to get past him, though we're going to play a clipper in a moment, and just say Trump won because he didn't care about the attacks. He broke through. They tried to ostracize him. They tried to isolate him. And it doesn't work. And then when people double down on people they support, be it InfoWars or Trump or any other, or Brexit, they said they were all Nazis, then it becomes even more successful. And I know as an audience of activists, you get that. But so many other people, even family I have, they come up and they go, I'll be at a birthday party or family reunion. They're like, we're all pray for you. How are you taking it under the attack? I'm like, man, this is awesome. The enemies of humanity, the child molesting globalist, attack me every day. And on New Year's Eve, I was on every channel as the number one devil just at the end of the year. I mean, that means I'm over the target. This is awesome. Again, it's like asking somebody flying over you know, Tokyo dropping bombs on them, World War II. You're getting shot at. How are you taking it? Well, I signed up for this. I'm kicking ass. I'm not comparing myself to that. It's just, it's an attitude. It's an attitude. And they want to get you to this attitude of, oh, you don't want to get criticized. It's all a bluff. Hollywood is all over the news now at drag queen story times, humping the children. And they're going to stick it in, folks, because it's their religion. They have to push it. And then the average person goes, well, they passed a law. You can give people HIV in California. The same guy introduced a bill, the senator, that you can, if it's gay sex with a little boy, it's okay. It's just if you have sex with a little girl, it's not. Or it's a woman raping a little girl, it's okay. These people aren't going to stop. So we might as well just start saying no to them. Comments on that, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to ask, like, is this what 2016 was like? Because I wasn't here in 2016. I came here in 2017. Since 2020 started, it has been the most exciting, like, exhilarating. I'm more exhausted than I've ever been, but I'm more, like, fulfilled than I've ever been. And it's the election year. Like, it's all coming together. They're more desperate than ever. And it's, you know, but it makes you want
to
fight.
Oh, and you were here in 2016. What was it like? Or just starting to join us?
Well, it was still different back then because you didn't have all of the Trump hate from the left that you did now. They still kind of acted like he wasn't a real candidate. So that's
Hillary
kind of
had 98% chance, New York Times, yeah.
That's kind of a new phenomenon. But then culturally, you know, it was kind of really the onset of the drag queen story time. And it's gone so full throttle now. We've exposed drag queen story times being infiltrated by known sex offenders.
Of course.
We've seen the videos of drag queen story time.
But drag queen story time is a grooming sex offender orgy with children.
And so it's just gotten worse.
It's meet a pedophile time.
Yeah, here's one that's going
meet a pervert
right
time.
Now.
Little girl's not happy.
But I don't think
big
that
fat
it's
dude shaking his ass in a 5-year-old's face. Mommy thinks it's trendy because mommy's sick.
It's a weird thing though. I think that this is almost a counterbalance to the majority of Americans and culture actually becoming more moral and getting back to having a moral conscience and compass.
I mean, this is a giant, big black dude dressed like a woman, almost naked, fondling and shaking his ass in a little girl's face who's scared.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be a part of this if it was, you know, say a supermodel. I'm not into this type of degeneracy, you know. So the fact that they're doing this
to
kids,
I don't like topless bars. I don't like people that are in them. I just don't want to go to it because the woman's not really into me. It's fake.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. So,
but now weird. This is all about shaking your ass in little kids' faces and being deviant.
Well, and it's not, they try to tie it into the transgenderism thing so they can bring in the psychology and say, well, some people's brains, but drag queens, they don't think that they're women,
well,
right?
Bob it's Hope a sexual dressed thing. Dressed up like a woman is comedy in front of adults saying jokes because it's stupid and he's an old man. Shaking your ass in front of kids is pedophilia. But let's just go further. I didn't mean to rabbit trellis. You guys are nice. Follow my lead. Let's get back to Trump broke the mold by not caring. We broke the mold by not caring. And people need to understand that people in the Republican Party aren't leaders. That's why they're still so scared of media, because they're on average 80 years old. Nothing against 80-year-olds. We're the future. And so how do we telegraph it? How did Gorka have so much power to go, you're out, you're out, you're out? Because he goes and kisses ass the head of CPAC, and it's his idea that if he can run all the real conservatives off, he can then perch up there. No, Gorka, everyone hates you now. When you pose with guns, everybody knows you don't know which end the bullet comes out of.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Gorka's a big guy. I challenge him to a charity bare knuckles boxing match. He'll race. I'm serious. They'll have it in Vegas. I will get in that ring, and I will beat his brains out. Just sign the form, you big, fat, tough guy bully, and I'll smash your freaking head in. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Punk is nothing but a piece of crap. Oh, and you want to take him on? I got to get him in a round or two, but I might. But you got your cardiovascular going. You want to challenge him? You want to challenge Gorka to a charity boxing match because he's so big and powerful and he wants to get in the ring with kooks?
Let's see what Gorka had to say. What does Gorka think about InfoWars?
Yeah, let's play the report that shows the whale attack. You show what was really happening. And then we show him. He says selling supplements is snake oil. He's a huge supplement seller. So, again, he thinks the audience, his supporters, have no imagine if I went on the air and said people that sell supplements are scum. The listeners would go, what the hell? He has that disdain for people.
Yeah.
That inbred wannabe elitism. But he's so dumb, he thinks attacking the main grassroots engine of Trump will get him ahead, because all he wants to do is grovel to the power structure so he can waddle around, you know, and order people around. We're already don't have time to go to the report, but here it is.
Go away, all right? You guys are kooks. You're crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists.
Fake British accent.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor. And first of all, let me say that I have never before endorsed a pain reliever. But when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, asked me to endorse their 100% drug-free product, I absolutely couldn't say no.
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Man, do you hear that fake British voice?
Owen Troyer here from Infowars.com, and I am entering CPAC 2020 a la Donald Trump. What can I say? I felt like it. Mike Lindell from MyPillow, you're more than a pillow salesman. You're an inspiration now, Mike. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Lindell, everybody.
This is the
One
evil
of the reasons
stuff
why the
Owen
internet
did
is as great as it is, that social
until
media
ran into the whale
is as great as it is not because of government intervention. It's not because
he's not going
to.
If he gets in the ring with me, I want to get in the ring with him.
Less.
He won't. Assuming Trump wins in 2020, I think we both agree. I think that that's where this goes. What do you think
the
left
have
does?
To
do
his
they get
Twitter
more violent? Do they calm down? What do you think
maybe
happens?
Oh, it's only going to get worse from
Gorka?
Here. They can't comprehend that this guy that's not with the programming is doing so well for America. They just can't. They don't understand it.
My name is Jason Roberge. I'm running in the 7th Congressional District. And our campaign is focused on a number of issues, but the gun-grabbing issue, let's just talk about that. The governor wants to take away our assault weapons and whatever
so this
they call
is what
them,
Owen did.
The rifles, the
he did a great
guns
job. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls.
Ridiculous.
I'll show you the exciting conclusion when the whale sees him. And again, people confirmed the whale would go around and order people thrown out. The left, too, would go up and threaten people. And then they would run back and tattle you. They're like, oh, my God, you're with BuzzFeed? And like, CPAC would just go, because the Republican Party is still really Democrat Party operatives. But the good news is that's all falling apart. Now, remember, it's 5 to 8 weeks, depending on which food package you order at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody else is sold out. They're lying to you if they tell you otherwise. We have the food, but it's got to be packed and shipped, InfoWarsStore.com. But everything else is shipped the next day unless it's on the weekend. So get your super silver wound gel, your super silver toothpaste, your super blue toothpaste with the same nano silver, and get your skin cream with the same nano silver, all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But a lot of it is selling out like the Immune Gargle did. So get your orders in. And I would get Swirlable Food in just for how crazy the world is and the economy and the election and all of it. Get those orders in, and then part of the money goes to fund this operation. We call that a 360 non-zero sum game. Win! The wheels of his Mustang explode on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death, 400 horsepower of maximum performance, piercing the night. This is Black Sunshine.
Gripping the wheel, his knuckles went white with desire. The wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death, 400 horsepower
of
maximum performance, piercing the night.
How many does Gorka's Mustang have?
Orca is transgender, which is no big deal. He transferred from a large fat woman into a man, which is fine. He can have a baby. Did you actually hear Gorka's pregnant? actually, I was going to call them Greeblers because they Greeble and grovel or Gollumites. But actually, it's Gorkaism. Gorkaism is a disease.
Gorklers.
They're more like the worm tongues. They're there whispering into the ear of the leader.
And just gorking around.
Yeah, just gorking about.
By the way, he's not just stolen valor. He reportedly has a fake PhD out of Hungary, a fake British accent, reportedly can't shoot straight, wasn't in combat operations, like he says. The man, it appears, is a giant fraud, which is textbook for all the other neocon snivelers. And I'm not trying to just attack him with all this big news. Your call's coming up. Promise your call's next segment. Let's finish up the report here. This is the evil of the crew. And then literally he sees them, he points them out, and they just run up and say, you're out of here. Gorka, Lord Gorka, the Gorkle said, the Gorkle gone, the Gorgon said, here it is.
My name's Jesse Eben. I'm running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, so the current representative is Ron Kind.
What do you think is the pulse of Wisconsin right now as 2020 approaches?
Yeah, I think it's definitely leaning towards Republican and towards Trump.
I am now a congressional candidate. I'm still the same Laura Loomer. When I get into Congress, as you know, I'm an investigative journalist, and I'm planning on bringing my investigative skills to Congress and really being a voice for the people of District 21 and really a voice for the people of America.
And I've got Tom Special here, who's running for Congress in Virginia against Mark Warner. Very important person. We need to get this guy as much attention and over the hump to get that dirtbag Mark Warner out of there. And this veteran in there who cares about your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, and your freedom.
About myself, I'm a 28-year Army veteran, chief warrant officer, 10 years in the intelligence community. And Mark Warner sits on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. And it's time for these guys to go.
Thank you, man.
All right, Charlie, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, man. Charlie, you want to talk to us?
Charlie Kirk, a god creature. I don't know who you are. I'm a royal never-Trumper. I'm a royal never-Trumper.
Charlie on InfoWars.
Got six handlers.
No way. All right? You guys are kooks.
Borka saw that.
You're okay. Crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
We shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives.
This is for me.
Not
I'm hungry.
People who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor. And first of all, let me say that I have never before endorsed a pain reliever. But when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, asked me to endorse their 100% drug-free product, I absolutely couldn't say no. There are simply too many people like me who are struggling day after day, night after night, with pain due to aging, exercise,
or ring, buddy. You're going to really be in
pain. Course, I only said yes because after years of my personal lower back pain,
I am now
pain-free.
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you. Goodbye.
There you go. Goodbye. A rousing diatribe of support from Sebastian Gorka.
I just want to be on record here because people keep asking me. I have no beef with Charlie Kirk. I've never met the guy. He snubbed me the three times.
No, they all just, no one's even cared about Charlie Kirk or Gorka, the gay whale. Here he is getting thrown out.
What pass? I have a pass right here.
You're in the media
I've been
row.
Invited to multiple radio booths.
But then was the other groups we had the yellow passes.
All right. I just want everyone to know that CPAC is now kicking InfoWars out. I just want everyone to know CPAC is now kicking InfoWars out.
This is right after the gay whale got angry.
We love CPAC. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump.
All right, folks. We'll be right back with your phone calls, I promise, with these other evil right-wing extremists. And then Owen is coming up in an hour, but he's going to stay right here with me until showtime. And I'm an invaded show. He told me yesterday, we had a meeting. He said, listen, boss, I'm quitting unless you show up every day and announce my show. And I said, Owen, you've got my pledge. I'm going to show
not
up
how it
every,
went at all, actually.
Every day.
Not how it went.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't feel guilty for talking about the tyrant whale, the Gorka, the Gorgon baby, Hillary Clinton's baby, but it's archetypal of how we, the Liberty Movement, you, the listeners, literally, even Rolling Stone said, we go to these Trump rallies, half of them are wearing InfoWars shirts. Trump knows that. Trump tweets InfoWars stuff all the time. Trump loves what we do. But then these very people tell us, you're not welcome here. Get out of here. So it's not about pissing on CPAC. I had the deputy head of CPAC show up when I was there, head of the line, give us our passes. But then they said, hey, these guys have media passes. When you asked for them, we were already out of them. Media rows filled up. Just don't videotape anything with professional cameras up on the lower levels or whatever. I said, yes. So that's technically how they got Owen. But it didn't happen until I told folks, it's not a big deal. We try to follow the rules. They're ridiculous rules. But the point is that we, the people that put Trump where he is, are treated like trash. We need to stop doing it. So I want to get to your calls. I want to get into the virus. I want to get into what's happening with the Islamic invasion of Europe. If you didn't know, just got launched yesterday. It's huge. The Turkish dictator is calling it an invasion with these guys riding shotgun. But we've launched Operation Win2020.com. We can put that on screen.
OperationWin2020.com. And everybody that goes there for free and puts your name and address in, or not even your name, just your address, will get a 20-pack stickers with 20 different messages like Save the First Amendment, Save the Second Amendment, InfoWars.com. There's one that just says American flag, InfoWars.com. And you just put, looks like duct tape, but it doesn't pull your hair out. It's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth. You hand it out to other people. They ask, why are you doing this? You go, well, it's because there's an attack on free speech. And if enough of you go into the Trump rallies or the RNC, it's going to be huge news. Not just shirts, but stickers over our mouths. We're not disrupting. We're not doing anything. And it gets Trump to do something about the tech censorship, because it's not just censorship. It's colluding. It's surveillance in real time. Now it's expanding into congressional candidates and members of Congress. I mean, Trump has really screwed the pooch, Owen Schroyer, on not standing up against big tech election meddling. What do you think?
Well, he is kind of a new phenomenon politically, with a president that I think had social media or the internet really put him over the top. That was kind of a new phenomenon. InfoWars was a paramount at that. And so I think that a lot of the people that are on his administration or advising him are still kind of stuck in the past, and they don't understand the influence of the internet. They don't understand the influence of social media. So they still think, oh, hey, Fox News is still on air. I'm okay. It's no big deal. Well, Fox News was anti-Trump all of 2015 and really for most of 2016. Till
and it demoralizes Trump's base when they're not allowed to even send text messages now on WhatsApp, and Facebook's controlling sending Trump InfoWars and Jordan Peterson links out.
And so what you have is, which again, I think that it's another weird phenomenon where Trump's base is so committed and so, I don't want to say high IQ, but they kind of understand
the battle. We get around it. We understand it and we put up with it.
Exactly. They understand the battle. So they don't take it personally when, you know, Trump Jr. or Eric Trump go around with Charlie Kirk, who is anti-Trump, for the entire election process in 2016.
Yeah, red carpets for people that pissed all over us and tried to stop us. And then those of us that stormed the gates and won the war, the veterans are just thrown in the garbage. We understand we'll put up with that, but we won't put up with losing. And we won't put up with the pervert drag queen story time. They're allowed to operate and we aren't. We're sick of that and we want to be turned loose. Do you understand, Trump?
And I think it really just comes down to, we demand answers too, because our free speech is being violated in this country. Who is responsible for it? Who is behind it and why? We need to know. I think it's obvious we know the why. We know the who as far as the industry and the corporations and the names are concerned. But who is really making these calls? Who is really having these meetings?
By the way, can we back that up where Charlie Kirk won't shake your hand or then does? But the way he acts like Eddie Haskell, the most empty, pathetic person, getting off on snubbing people. I mean, it's just, this is who Trump rubs elbows with, and like as the safe guy because he attacked Trump. No, we need to storm the castle. We need to convert the whole country. We need to arrest the Chi-Coms. That's how we're going to win. He says, I don't know what InfoWars is. I mean, it's just a lie. It's not that we need him to recognize us. It's that his not recognizing us shows what scum he is. Well, and it's again, not about him. He's emblematic of the disease. I said I'd go to calls. Keep going.
Well, that's what it is. Again, because people keep asking me if I have beef with Charlie Kirk. I really don't. I bet he's a nice guy behind the scenes. Maybe we could play basketball together sometime. I heard he likes to shoot hoops. But the point is, hey, InfoWars exists. We've got more skin in the game when it comes to our personal lives than any of these people. So, yeah.
It's like Paul Revere shows up in, you know, at the end of the Revolutionary War, I guess 1776, so I guess it went to like, what, 82 or whatever. Mm. And Paul Revere shows up to be at the banquet, and they go, oh, sorry, Paul Revere, you're not allowed in. You're like, it's not that you even care to get in the banquet. You're like, but I'm not, well, who runs this?
Yeah, these
seem, like, we took over again, asshole. So, you know, get out of here.
You see him pinning the medal on Benedict Arnold.
Exactly. It's not about us not getting the banquet. We didn't want to come to the banquet. We want to be right where we are, where we live with the people. But we show up at the banquet, and we're not welcome. We're like, well, what was this revolution for? Who the hell are these people?
Well, and I'm just, people say, you know, I'm a free speech absolutist. Well, fine, I'll be a free speech absolutist. That's what we
but
don't want to lose.
You didn't disrupt jack squat.
We don't want to lose the First Amendment.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
we don't want to lose the First Amendment.
The First Amendment.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the operation
is 2020. And we're the test of that. We're the test of that. Yeah. We go in there and we're mob and everybody loves us. You had way more fans than Charlie Kirk and the other guys. It's not about that, but the people love us. And that's why we couldn't be there, you see. And see, that's why the First Amendment isn't allowed, because people, if they have the First Amendment, will make the right decision.
Yeah. Operation Win 2020. If we can get that critical mass of people at a Trump rally or something to where, you know, normally it's just yelling, screaming, yeah, just this 10, wall of noise.
10,000 people have ordered the free stickers.
Well, just imagine all of them in that stadium with the tape over their mouth where it's silenced. That's what's happening to his supporters online. They're being silenced. The support is being silenced. So we need to make them know that in the real world, in the physical world, show them this is what's happening to your supporters in the digital world.
And then if they throw you out because of them, well, then you stick them everywhere and you go bullhorn their ass. Because I'm just saying, I don't want to start a fight with people, but if Trump abandons the Bill of Rights and Constitution, I'm not going to endorse Bernie Sanders or Hillary, but I'm not loyal opposition. I don't put up fake opposition. And I mean, well, let me ask you about this. And we're going to break it. I swear to God, I'm going to go to your calls instantly when we start the next break. I appreciate you holding. Like everybody that wants one, give them a free T-shirt, guys. And we're still going to get to you. I don't disrespect you, and I feel bad having you hold, but we've had so many breaks and so many guests. What do we do if Trump continues on critical things like the First Amendment and big tech control to do the wrong thing? I mean, we're already launching silent protest. I mean, and if they don't respond to that, I don't know what I'm going to have to do.
I just think Trump needs to hear more from his base that he's not hearing from. He's hearing more from the D.C. elite. He's hearing more from advisors that came from the swamp and are of the swamp. And we see him hinting that he wants to do the right thing with Afghanistan and Syria, talking about monitoring the situation. We need someone who's going to commit. That, I think, is what he needs to hear from his base. Hey, look, we understand you're watching this. We understand you want to bring the troops home. Just commit. Commit to bringing the troops home, and you could. Commit to stopping the social media censorship, and you could.
Harrison?
I totally agree with that. And also, you know, Trump didn't invent this movement. You've been doing this for how many years? He's like the capstone that he's where we've achieved now, but he's not the peak, right? He's a plateau that we've reached, and we'll continue on once he's out of office.
That's the next thing I was going to say. It's not even about us, but I'm from Texas, grassroots, built this with the listeners. I don't want to be at these elitist places. I want to be out in the middle of nowhere by a river fishing with my kids. I don't like to be around. I want to be around real people just like you guys do. You know, you're from Texas, you're from Missouri. I mean, we're just regular people. And that's what this is all about, is about bringing the country back. And we're not just Gorka that just swoops in from, nothing against Hungarians are great people, but he swoops in from Hungary with a fake British accent. He's our God, our ruler. He just hijacked what we did, and now we're not invited. It's not about us not being invited. It's that we now know bad guys are in the castle.
Yeah.
We take the castle. It's our castle. And now we show up busting our ass, and we're told we're not supposed to be here. Well, that lets us know we haven't won the war yet.
I just think that Trump needs to look outside of D.C. more for advice and to staff his administration. Maybe that happens in 2020.
Well, he looks at generals thinking they'll be outside the swamp, but they've been sand-selected so long, there's not many good ones.
Yeah.
And one like Flynn that is good that tried to bring in patriots, they got rid of him real fast.
Yep.
And Trump admits that was his biggest mistake, was getting rid of Flynn, who was a real patriot, was trying to bring the army into the administration. Because there is a cult of America in the army. It's not perfect, but it's a pro-America.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Right, without further ado, with the balance of transmission, I'm going to take your phone calls and have two of these great co-hosts here riding shotgun with me riff off of that. Let's move now, or I'll never get to you. Tammy in Idaho, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm really nervous, but what I want to talk about is behind the scenes, as far as the invasion of Europe, there's a lot of background of banking manipulation. The Deutsche Bundesbank.
Oh boy, tell me about banking manipulation, if you only knew.
It is somebody named Nurten Erdogan, and that's spelled Nurten Erdogan. And I think it's a she, and she's an official with Deutsche Bundesbank. Okay, keeping in mind that Angela Merkel is on the dark side, that she is evil, and she encouraged some of this invasion.
Yeah, Angela Merkel, they call her mama. She said, invade us. We are bad. So is the Pope.
Okay.
Who's not the Pope, obviously.
The Turkish finance minister had even proposed buying Deutsche Bundesbank, okay? And also, Erdogan was trying to take over the largest private bank in Turkey.
Yeah, no. Erdogan also said 5 years ago, you're going to allow a Turkish party in every country. When you got like 20 parties in each country, even a party that gets like 6-7% of the Muslims voting can then throw a country whichever way they want with the other parties. So, yeah, there's an attempted political economic takeover by Islam with allied criminals inside the German government. And Germany is, just like in World War II, making a deal with the Muslims, and it's disgusting.
Well, no, I would say it goes one step further than that.
Well, tell us.
The international banking complex is centered out of the city of London. And as I think you've pointed out before, you have to keep in mind the big picture that the city of London bankers orchestrate every war. They orchestrated World War One. They orchestrated World War II. The international bankers out of London actually set up 9/11. They posed.
Well, I mean, obviously, the city of London within London is really evil. The Rothschilds are involved in a lot of stuff. Yeah, but you know, Frankfurt's very powerful as a banking center as well. So, you know, this whole axis. But I agree, the leftists are unified behind Islam. I appreciate your call. Thank you. You guys want to comment on what Tammy had to say?
I think she's exactly right. You got to pay attention to where the money is.
I think that every war, I mean, this is something that we all agree we want to see come to an end, is endless wars. And it's always the same thing. Like you said, banking, it seems, knows no side. They just get rich off of it no matter what. They'll do international banking deals and fund all different armies, one side of the world or the other. Doesn't matter who's fighting, doesn't matter when. So there's definitely, I mean, Smedley Butler wrote the book in 1942, War is a Racket, a famous war general. So when you get to the root of the issues, I think that there is a debate on where do you go from the central bankers? Where do you go from the international bankers? But it's well documented throughout history. They have been one of the main perpetrators of war, as Tammy just pointed out.
And that's financing both sides. So you should end up being a winner regardless, because the other side has to pay reparations. This is bigger. This is a cultural worldwide takeover. Islamics have like 5+ children on average, 5 point whatever it is. And that's the demographic takeover. So Islam's going to be the global enforcer.
Well, and politically, the Democrats figured this out. This is how Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib get into office. If you actually go look at Islamic voter turnout in Michigan and Minnesota, it's in the 90 percentile.
It's a jihad.
There is not another demographic group that even comes close to that. You're lucky if you can get to 70% in any other demographic group. Muslims are politically active, and a lot of them come from countries where they know they weren't free. So they still have that instinct to go and be politically active to get things done, because that's something new to them that they still don't take for granted.
Well said.
Yeah, and I mean, look at what Erdogan has done over the last couple of years in Turkey. He's consolidated his power to an incredible degree. Of course, Turkey, the modern Turkey, funded by Ataturk following World War One and the fall of the Ottoman Empire, founded specifically to be non-political, with the army sort of guaranteeing that as a non-political actor. And Erdogan has systematically taken down those controls, taken down those limitations to really be fully fledged Islam.
Preparing for total jihad.
Yeah, to become, you know, an emir, as they call it, you know, the Islamic leader. And forming a caliphate. I did a report called, you know, Turkey is now an Islamic caliphate in all but name, because it essentially is.
And it's excellent. It's excellent. Let's go ahead and take a call from Paul in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, it's Paul here from Canada.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I'm a Greek citizen as well. I live in Canada. So I do, I'm familiar with what's going on there with the Islamic invasion going on. I'll tell you this, the people in Greece are fed up. They need support. And unfortunately, you know, the other European countries have been somewhat trying to help out, but they're bombarded over there, right? And
when you got military men pouring in mass, mow them down. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what borders are. Try to cross the Russian border, or they'll shoot your ass. We used to do that here. So a bunch of people try to run over your border, kill them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally support that. I mean, you know, there's one thing I'm going
to
say.
We're not trying to act tough here either. This is how the world works. There's all these libertarians, which I go, oh, we don't need a government. Yeah. Once we have freedom worldwide and some semblance of a system, you can have government go away to a certain extent. But other governments organize and attack you. You've got to have a structure to counter that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have one saying in Greece. We say, eleftheria ή thanatos, which means freedom or death. So the symbolism of our Greek flag with the nine stripes and the symbolism of the cross for our...
Elaborate on that, because I knew Patrick Henry and everybody got liberty or death comes out of the Greek saying. So say that again in Greek.
Eleftheria e thanatos. And that's what that means, freedom or death.
Well, on Lave.
The Greek people there, they know, especially the younger generation. I mean, I did military in Greece. And the Greek military, the people that are there, they understand what's going on. A lot of people there are InfoWars listeners as well, the younger generation there. So they're awake. They're awake, and they know what's going on. But they just need that support, that extra support. I think Bulgaria came in this week and said they were going to support them militarily. So let's hope that...
And by the way, don't let the Patriots get thrown out like Italy. This is a globalist attack. You need the Greek military and the people to arrest the communist heads and the Soros people and throw their asses out of the country. You're under a military attack. You need to arrest the opposition that are globalists that say you shouldn't exist. And we should, too. People that say the country shouldn't exist, that call for violence, they're not citizens. They're enemies opening the drawbridge, period. That's not a radical statement. We need to start saying the truth here. What do you think should happen?
Well, I mean, you know, we got our right-wing politician in there right now.
No, but I'm saying they're going to send in foreign money and corruption and take them out. I'm saying countries like Italy had a chance, and then they got you've got to nip the Soros money like Russia and Hungary and Romania have done. You got to cut the head off. Mm.
Yeah, and that's the problem is that, you know, there's so much corruption there, just like in a lot of European countries. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out where we're going to cut that off. And you're absolutely right, Alex. We have to do something because...
Sure, is a probe, and the media is going to say your police are bad for halfway defending your border. Then they're going to flood money in to overthrow it, put a commie in, and just flood your ass.
Exactly. And, you know, it's already bad as it is. I mean, there's migrants running around.
No, I agree. So the Greeks just need to take the gloves off. Just take the gloves off.
I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you deader than a hammer.
Cobra currency. Oh, I love Gorga. He serves me well.
Sexual rituals. Some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals. For they believe they are possessed.
This is war. You bet it's war. And it's the American people against you. You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child.
What do I do, Lord?
Corrupt them all.
A Secretary of State.
We need to make a music video out of this for the Braxton story time, all of it. All right. What amazing callers. When I say I don't disrespect them, we got a bunch of guests, a bunch of breaks. We got like 20 phone lines, and we got a lot of them. But then that guy was in the Greek military before. He lives in Canada. I'm not trying to sit up here and sound tough, but I'm like, kill them. Dude, there's 1.9 billion Muslims, a major country, probably the third biggest military in Europe, just launched attacks where they put kids in fires to make them cry. For the news media to blame the Greeks that are being overrun. I mean, I see this, and I just instinctively, it's a good thing I'm not in the police or military. Because, dude, if I saw somebody 100 yards over putting kids in fires to then have them crying and screaming in front of the news cameras and blaming me, I mean, I the officers told me don't do anything. I don't know. Well, it didn't matter because I would just get into politics, take the government over. But, I mean, it's like I'd be commanding this thing, or at least I'd be trying. I mean, what the hell is going on here? I mean, it's ridiculous. In fact, we're going to go right back to calls. You guys want to fill people in if they're radio listeners and they can't see the video? It's up on InfoWars.com. The great Greg Reese did a report on it, 3-minute report. They're torturing children as human shields to blame the Greek military.
Oh, it's just this insane, brave new world of manufactured reality where instead of just armies marching in formation and doing battle and trying to overcome each other, they have to make themselves seem weak so they can be portrayed.
Yeah, the Muslims have been trying to take over Greece and have many times for over 1,000 years. And now they just bring their kids into battle saying, don't attack me. I got a kid in my arm.
You can go 1,000 years back. You can go 3,000 years back to the hot gates in Thermopylae and trying to stop the Persians. I was saying it last time. The Greeks have saved the West before. They can do it again.
Well, the Serbs did it almost as much as the Greeks. So we bombed the living hell out of them.
Yep.
Yeah, to let Albania take over 1/3 of Serbia.
I mean, this is an epic battle, a battle of epics, I should say.
And by the way, I'm not some you know, Serbophobe. They admit the Muslims attacked Serbia for 10 years before the Serbs mobilized and started kicking their ass. And then the U.S. military bombed them and gave a third of Serbia to the Albanian Muslims. What the hell?
Well, it's this weird thing, too, where they've been victims of fake news so much. Now they just know how to manipulate it. So they know, oh, we can go create this video, whether it's the white helmets faking, you know, kids being in explosions or this latest one, or people being dead under a cloth and they're laughing and joking. They know how to manipulate the fake news. They've seen it so many times manipulated against them. Now they're just doing it and they feel absolutely zero guilt, zero responsibility. In fact, they feel it's their responsibility to do just that. And now because of the internet, we're able to kind of see through this process, not just what happens in the Middle East.
And that's why they want to get rid of it. But you're never going to be able to cover this up.
Well, and again, we're now just starting to learn in mass this process of what happens with fake news internationally.
How could a mother put her kid in a fire like that? Look at that woman as a cockroach.
Well, this is what we're dealing with. This is what fake news is going to do. They're gonna pretend something.
Now they run across. Oh, those people, man.
They play, you know, you well know.
They're going to come here. We got to kiss their ass and give them welfare. Oh, please.
The babies in incubators. Like the Kentucky gun firing range they claimed was Syria. I mean, the list goes on.
Smollett.
Yeah.
So, but don't question it, or George Soros and Bloomberg will file 50 lawsuits on your ass.
Well, and that's what happens if you question it, too. So that's where the real tyranny comes in.
They're all laughing. It's all funny. All right, let's go to calls. I swear I get to all these calls. Who's been holding now? Brian in Washington, D.C. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to call in and get your opinion on, I don't know if you saw that Secretary of Defense Esper said that the Pentagon was going to be basically working with FEMA to contain any outbreaks of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I saw that. We broke that 4 weeks ago. The Pentagon's running the whole deal with emergency centers all over the U.S., and I got contacted by a lieutenant colonel in Army Special Operations that they're projecting 3 million dead. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we're getting ready for 3 million dead. And then it just, by the weirdest of things, this other lieutenant colonel I know that just graduated a year ago, he was just over to the house because he runs a private business. I'm not going to get into what it is, but it's just a thing, you know, you do at your house. And I'm like, I got to go. See you later. And like, he's talking to my wife and she's calling up going, he says 3 million are probably going to die. And you know, I'm like, okay, that's two colonels in 2 days, or lieutenant colonels. I better come tell folks. But yeah, that's definitely what they're being told. So I get why Trump's not hyping it. He doesn't want the stock market to crash. So he wants to just incrementally get us ready. So I would even call it a form of deception because we don't know how bad it will get. But the projections of 2% death rate with half the population infected is what they're projecting the next 6 months. That's 3 million plus dead.
Yeah. And I mean, my mother works at the Pentagon and she was telling me that they had a 3-day training at the Pentagon regarding certain protocols that would be put into place if anybody in the building or if there was any series of outbreaks in D.C. And my
stepdad, which you know is going to happen. I mean, I should have just done the whole show today on this. This is incredible. It's spreading everywhere. There's deaths all over the place. And I'm not trying to hype it that it's the end of the world. I'm just saying the hype from the beginning, this is a big plan. What do you guys, gut level Owen Schroyer, what do you think? Yeah, the Pentagon's canceling exercises around the world because of it. What do you think's really behind it, just gut level?
I think that there was some, the real meat of this issue is in China. I think that whatever America has to deal with is going to really be more of a distraction or an attack campaign against the president, which we're already seeing. The real story here is in China. Where did this, how did it originate? How did it get there? And why or how did it get released? That's the real story. And is China using this to round up political dissidents? Whatever happens in the West, you know, it'll mostly be under control. They're already pushing the vaccine. I'm not saying you should take it, but it'll probably be effective enough if it should break out. Again, I wouldn't take it. I'd trust my immune system to beat the coronavirus with the success rate that you have organically. I think that people are just looking at the worst, saying if it spreads. And who knows, though? I mean, you've got, I forget the name of the doctor, Rod Rosenstein's sister at the CDC. She's the one causing a lot of this panic. How do we know there aren't deep state agents like that inside the WHO or the CDC that are intentionally letting it out?
We know they did that. They allowed it in. They incubated it.
That happened in Texas, too.
And then they tell Trump, everything's fine, sir. And then when it's not, it's credit scene, which we predicted, and now they're trying it. But I don't think America's going to buy into that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been saying that this was most likely a bioweapon since sort of some of the facts first emerged because it was so obvious with the lab right there and everything. And then you have Event 201 in October of 2019 where they predicted a coronavirus breaking out. They had all the numbers.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah, Bill and Melinda Gates. They had the exact, at the exact same time, you had the UN in China doing these war games with China. A bunch of very strange behavior there. All last year getting ready for this. So
well said, Harrison Smith. Yeah. Your channel is at band.video. Over the top, important. Elena in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air, Elena.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Calling you for advice, but I'm really kind of confused and blown away. I teach in New York. Concerned when I watched the president last Wednesday, I forwarded the links for K-12 schools and childcare to my principal. I went to school. I shared with the kids. Even prior to that, I sent a six-year-old down to the nurse with coughing and a whole lot of mucus because they send the kids to school sick. Staff is sick. It was my understanding that that shouldn't be happening. So Saturday, I had a headache. I was sleeping. I was hoping I'd be well today, but this morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't. So I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I called my doctor. I went to the doctor here in New York, and I'm told I can't have be checked for the coronavirus. So that means doctors are not checking. My grandson goes to a Westchester public school in Cold Spring. Well, I'm not sure if that's Westchester.
Hold on, Elena. We're coming back to you in a couple minutes. But this is the key. And I'm not bragging, as they say. It's true. We first told you with Mike Adams and others that the kits were fake. They didn't work. They didn't have the reagent. That's now mainstream news today. And we told you they weren't testing. They're not. They're not sending out the coding, the labs that could do their own testing. There is a CDC cover-up of the severity of this. All right, folks, we're going to jam in as many calls as we can in the war room that I'll be hosting today. Hold on and take the day off.
Looking forward to it. My first day off in ever.
Joke. You're doing your show.
No, you just said it.
No, I didn't.
The whole audience heard it. Schroyer's off today.
It's going to rebroadcast.
Jones is hosting.
Anyways, the point is that you ain't seen nothing yet. Is that we're sitting here looking at all of this. We're talking during the break. The prescripting with the tabletop exercise with Bill and Melinda Gates and millions dead and all of it, of whatever it is at stage, this is big. Let's go ahead and go to Elena in New York finishing up. Yes, ma'am. They're not testing people. They're covering it up so that Trump would then get bad numbers and say everything's fine. Now they're sending out the test this week to show a huge explosion and make Trump look bad. Trump's been set up. We didn't say, people are like, why are you putting Trump down? If my neighbor tells me that a lawnmower company scammers, my neighbor's a friend. Or if somebody tells me, hey, don't go to that restaurant, I got food poisoning. What are you doing telling me where to go eat dinner? You know, we're not mad at Trump. He's walking into the trap. And we're not running a cult, by the way. I want to finish up with Elena, but you guys got a quick comment on that?
No, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, we were saying during the break, when they make predictions, they're not making predictions. They're controlling much of this. We talked about Event 201. I mean, they know very
their
clearly
projections
what's good. Their projection,
on the data they already have.
Right.
And they'll use anything to make Trump look bad, even if that means a viral outbreak or, you know, making a viral outbreak.
Well, we predicted they would do this.
They're really easy to predict, sadly.
But, man, to, like, blame something on the president, like deaths en route for the economy to implode. I mean, we could predict it because there's no bottom now. Do they not even know how bad that looks?
No, you just think of what's the most evil thing you can imagine, and they'll go one step farther.
He just needs to commit to closing the border. I mean, that's the proper response to this, not to try to play ball.
What Pat Buchanan said is just, oh, you're saying shut it all down.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you not? They gave him a fastball right down the plate. They loaded the bases intentionally, gave him a fastball right down the plate, and he just chose to just watch it go up and strike one. It's like, so am I going to have to sit here and watch the guy when we could have a grand slam?
Exactly. We're not attacking Trump. We're saying, hey, they're throwing fastball down the middle again. Knock that thing out of the park.
And we don't need to cheat to know that's what they're throwing. It's same pitch every time. All he has to do is knock it out of the park, and he can really deliver.
And we already called the first pitch, and you can see the pitcher lining up with the same pitch.
Yeah.
And we're like,
swing away, man.
And he can blame it all on them. He can come out and say, I've seen that the media says that I've done a bad job at the border. I've seen the Democrats say it's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to go ahead and seal off the border. Okay, that's the only option to get it out of control.
It's a win-win.
And then they, what are they going to do?
And
yeah.
Constitutionally put the military on it. Not play games, but the real deal. Okay, let's... Elena, thank you for holding. What was your point about no one will test in New York? Yeah, that's in the news. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the doctor wouldn't test in New York. So that's opposite to what I thought the CDC said. I thought I was being responsible as a teacher, staying home, going to my doctor, asking to be tested. So in a day or two, if I'm better, I need to go back and try to use a mask while I'm teaching. So my doctor's looking into getting a letter, but I can be putting my job on the line. I have to look all these little 3 through 12-year-olds in the eye. I don't have anything conclusive from...
No, but you feel like you're being sucker punched because you're seeing a lot of respiratory stuff, but no one will allow you to get tested. I hear you. It's not your fault. God bless you. But the fact is they sent out bad kits, and they've been holding up the genetic coding to the places that have the kits or could make them. There's a cover-up. And the Chi-Coms involved themselves in the cover-up. So, again, why are we following that? Okay, next up, Dave in Texas, the Darren Patrick. Go ahead, Dave, quickly. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great to see you. Talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
So much. I appreciate you. I've been sick since like December 27th. I was just curious, how long is this stuff supposed to last?
Hey, I was bragging, like I do, that I hadn't been sick in over 4 years. And I went on a trip to the Caribbean, and I have had fevers off and on and been coughing for 3-4 weeks. So, yeah, I talked to Steve Machetic, and he's high up, hooked into all these guys. They say the virus is all over the place. And so that's what you're dealing with. And the good news is, you know, a lot of folks are healthy. They're going to be able to fight it off. But when you get it, that's what they say. It keeps reinfecting. You just don't get rid of it.
Right. Well, that's some of the genetic manipulation that they've found evidence of, injecting things like HIV into the flu strain. I mean, all sorts of crazy stuff. It's not a natural disease, so it's going to have unnatural consequences.
Yes, and it's even the news that it's all over. So what do you think's really going on, Dave?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, I've been watching you. I've been paying close attention. I mean, it's really got me worried. So I called into you to just see how long this lasts. I mean, I'm a dishwasher. So, I mean, I'm around bleach and constantly cleaning everything that is clean and sanitized. It's just that, you know, if I'm shedding this stuff off, I mean, I don't want to kill my town. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think
they're saying 2%, but that's still with people that were infected who were already run down. I think most of us, I think Trump's right. Overall, the hype's a hoax, but the concerted hype is killing the economy. This is the big assault. That's why it's real. Does that make sense?
Well, if it's a bioweapon, it can also be designed to go after a specific trait in the DNA.
And Asians are the ones that got to work.
And that's what I'm saying. So if they're measuring things, because they won't actually take this into consideration, if they're measuring things based on results coming out of Asia or China, that doesn't mean those same results will translate.
Because we know it is. The Asian males have the receptor sites in the lungs.
So, again, you have to. That goes back to bioweapon, creating a lab.
Yeah, you make a weapon that targets military-age men. I mean, literally young men. You say, well, the U.S. made it. Yeah, Obama did. At the NIH in 2015, they sold it to the Chi-Coms.
Yeah, and then the other scary thing about it is it just gives them the excuse to roll everything out, to roll out the camps, to roll out the vaccines, to roll out...
Well, and that's it. And who's China's biggest enemy? They're men. Mm. So in case they ever get out of line, they've got a thing that hits men.
And they're welding people's doors shut. And they've been doing that for weeks. It's
Dave,
insane.
God bless you. I think you're going to be fine. We don't sell echinacea, but I'd get it. I'd get DNA Force. I'd get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all 40% off. That'll boost your immune system. But, brother, I get it. I don't have fever anymore, but, I mean, I've just got this persistent cough that I haven't had in many, many years.
People were talking about how curcuminoids could be potentially helpful in putting this across. And, of course, our turmeric supplement has a very high level of curcuminoids. So
that's how we fund the operation. So make hay while the sun shines. 360 win. Patrick and Mash, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good, brother. Thank you.
Hey, back to the baseball talk. I think Trump's a little bit like my boy Ted Williams. He, you know, probably the best hitter of all time, but can't quite play the field, maybe.
Yeah.
But back to the virus talk, I think, is there a chance that Mike Pence is, you know, playing damage control to ease some of the tension on Trump? You know,
I totally agree. And that makes Pence, in case he's trying to double cross Trump. I saw when Trump gave him that job that meant maybe Pence has been a worry for Trump, because now it's on Pence.
Yeah. Kind of sets up a President Pence run if things go right, maybe.
Exactly. Trump's very smart on who he gives these things to. And look, I get why Trump's playing it down. He doesn't want to create a big panic.
Right. I mean, I totally agree. You know, back to the invasion thing, though. I feel like once there's a total travel ban in Europe, they're all going to be trapped there. You know, this invasion's taking place on the ground. I'm sure there's a whole network of refugees all throughout
that's
Europe.
That's it. That's what I said at the start of the show, sir. This is all coordinated. This is all globalist. Erdogan's total globalist. Or Erdogan, everybody says, say it right. Thank you, Patrick. Sorry to jump, but I need to get more people. Please call me back again tomorrow. Darren in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been taking your iodine since I was probably about 15 years old.
Wow.
I just wanted to state that I believe this all has to go back to the Vatican City and the three city states. Obviously, you got the District of Columbia, City of London, and then the Vatican. And I really feel like these big banks that rule the world are really testing our borders. And that's obviously why they want no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Okay, so with Greece,
exactly. You've got tiny city-states that the globalists admit they're not going to have a big kumbaya world government. They say it'll be tiny city-states above the law, ground-based elysiums. And then we're all just totally enslaved, just like, what's that book series that got turned into movies? What's it called? Where they've got the different districts.
Oh, yeah, Hunger Games. Yeah.
Hunger Games. People go, oh, you're talking about Hunger Games. Before. No, that's the UN model.
Yeah, or the Brave New World model.
Absolutely. Anything else, Darren?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the coronavirus real quick. I work in dangerous goods for a big shipping company. That's international, DHL. I'm sure you know what that is. I just wanted to say the amount of influx of the supplies that we are shipping to Hong Kong and NGO, cities like Shenzhen, all the Chinese cities over there, is the masks, the Tyvek suit. We're sending these accelerated hydrogen peroxides, which you know kill your VOCs and your HIVs. And you can literally not count how many masks. I mean, we're going to be out of them. Obviously, the
N95 masks. No, I understand. So it isn't just some hoax they're hyping. You're seeing industrial level. Thank you, Darren. Sorry to Manny. Sorry to Joe. Harrison Smith, great job. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room in literally 2 minutes at Infowars.com/show and band.video. Great job to the crew. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow as well with the Alex Jones Show. David Knight, 8 a.m. Whatever you do, don't share those links. And David Rockefeller will thank you. Do not share the links to Infowars.com. Do not do it.